United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned as head of the PTL club.
Well, so Wimbush.
You know, it's really, really tough when people come towards saying you got a theme song.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. It's the theme song. It has
they're,
to be.
They're using it to sell Fiats now.
As a matter of fact, yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that. I was in
using this song and P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good combination, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I was yesterday, I went to visit my uncle, and he stays at a skilled nursing facility,
mm-hmm.
and this was playing in the hall.
Mm-hmm. Taking the nation by storm.
I'm happy. I'm very happy.
I'm serious.
I was happy until this morning. What happened to Saturday? Saturday was awesome.
It was beautiful out.
Yeah.
The weather was nice, yeah.
Got out to the junkyard, got some parts for the car.
It was
the
beautiful
day.
Today.
It's spitting snow and it's 20 degrees.
It's a beautiful day.
Well, and yesterday you had a good weekend because you're a race fan, right?
Yeah.
I didn't stay up, though. Have you not listened to the words of the song?
We should all be happy.
Have you not heard the words? The words say, nothing's going to bring me down.
That's right.
Okay.
So what if it's snowing? There's going to be a blizzard. It's going to go down to 3 degrees by Thursday. Who cares?
Really? That's what they said?
Global warming,
yeah.
Polar vortex.
No, global warming.
They're saying global warming's causing
the
cold winters now.
Right.
Yeah.
But I remember in grade school in 1978, I was going to freeze to death because we had global cooling because of all the pollution.
But this is global warming, and seriously, you guys, you know, you have to realize it's global warming. So since it's global warming, you have to understand it's going to be like polar vortex.
Well, this is what I don't understand. When volcanoes spew tons of ash and sulfur into the sulfur, which is a deadly gas, into the atmosphere, along with all the other things that they spew, they say that we have a winter coming, a bad winter, because something about the sunlight filters the sunlight.
Oh, yeah.
But when a smokestack puts smoke up there from burning coal, which is basically the same thing, it causes global warming. I don't get it.
I heard they were going to stop having cows.
Yeah, cow farts.
Yeah,
cow flagellants.
Personally, I went to a
compressed natural gas seminar over in Pittsburgh, and I learned that actually, they're calling it biogas, and it's actually supposed to be carbon neutral, because you take municipal waste. You take municipal
methane.
Waste, and you take sewage, and you make methane.
Mm-hmm.
And you process the methane, and you reburn it in your car, and it's supposed to be carbon neutral.
Mm-hmm. Why are they burning it down at the waste plant? There's like a big flame coming out down there. I don't know. Is that kind of stupid?
Because people are foolish.
Dumb, yeah. Thought so.
Well, I mean, over by me, they wanted to put a power plant in and pull the methane off of an old garbage dump to make electricity, and the people shot it down because not in my backyard syndrome.
Oh.
Global warming.
So we've got all these stacks sticking up in the air with a fire on them, instead of actually using all this energy
to produce electricity.
And in South Dakota right now, they're having problems. They're only allowed to flare off so much gas. They can't get this natural gas to market because they don't have the pipeline infrastructure. So it's actually retarding the level of oil production because they can't get the natural gas out of the way. I mean, we got more natural gas in this country than we can burn.
And wait, they call it natural because it is
natural.
Well, see,
naturally happens.
This
and
is the problem. You guys are not getting it.
No, we don't.
Let me explain to you.
Can't make money off of it. That's what it is.
Let me explain to you. There is a reason why we like fighting in the Middle East and don't want to be energy independent.
Why is that?
I didn't say I had that answer.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, seriously, there's a reason that we are not moving towards energy independence as readily and as comprehensively as we should.
Well, it's because there's a lot of money feeding a lot of media to change public opinion against using our own resources. That's why. One of the reasons.
So why wouldn't you use your own resources?
Because I've got an environmental group funded by my country's enemies telling me that it's bad for my country.
You mean the ones that go out of business like the ones Obama gave money to?
No. I was talking about the environmental groups like the Sierra Club and these anti-fracking entities that are being funded by Gazprom, which is the Russian oil company, and Dubai.
Well, the question is, why would they do that to us? Because they're our friends.
They're not our friends.
Yes, they are.
They don't want Russia and people in Dubai. They are oil exporters.
Yeah.
And they don't want us to be
oil
exporter.
Why not?
Russia doesn't sell us oil, and neither does a lot. We don't get any oil from the Middle East.
But very little.
I mean,
but those are our friends.
But they want to stop this Keystone Pipeline because that's North American oil, and Canada's our friend, our real friend.
Why is gas going back up to $3.35?
I guess it was because somebody got greedy. I think somebody got greedy somewhere. Because the reasons they give you on the television,
what
just don't make.
They're switching from winter blend to summer blend, aren't they now? So the refineries are down. I mean, that's the biggest problem with gasoline prices is the EPA's regulation. Because
the refinery.
Refining regulation. Because if there's a shortage of gasoline in California, and we've got too much in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
We can't put it on a truck and send it to California and let them burn it there because it's not the right formula for California.
So each state has its own formula?
Yeah.
Why would we do that?
Because we're insane. The same reason we're a net exporter of diesel fuel. Well, diesel fuel is $4.50 a gallon. We export diesel fuel because it's not of a grade that we are permitted to burn in the United States because of our EPA regulations. So we send it to China and India, and they burn it there.
Where do we get that from?
The same place, but we have to burn a different grade.
A cleaner
Yes,
more,
clean,
more
low sulfur.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a diesel engine will run on used motor oil.
Right now, diesel.
Well, cooking oil, I think. It'll run on.
It'll run on cooking oil.
I mean, any oil.
Any oil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, diesel.
I wouldn't mind doing that. Go to McDonald's and get all their used cooking oil. That way you can.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. There is a company that comes around and picks up all the cooking oil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they make biodiesel. They mix it with diesel fuil, like 20% vegetable oil. 20. Well, you have to. You have to because it gets so thick you can't can't use it. Yeah, you have to mix it, or you have to preheat it.
Well, if I had a diesel engine and you burnt the oil from McDonald's, would your engine
smells
smell like french fries?
Yeah.
That's what I think would be so cool, going down the road smelling like french fries.
Yeah, it does. It smells like french fries.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
You guys are weird.
No, but if I had one of those food trucks, I would definitely be burning something like, you know, McDonald's oil or
I've
something.
I've never met him. I've heard there's a guy down by Alliance, Ohio, that he goes and collects vegetable oil, and he filters it and mixes it with diesel fuel, and he's running like 30% reclaimed vegetable oil, 70% diesel fuel.
Yeah,
there's no
oil going into the dump.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. Even though that oil is, what, natural?
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, low calorie, right?
Right.
Just checking.
Hey, if you ever break down on the side of the road and you get hungry, you can always take that oil out.
No. It's mixed with diesel by then.
No, it's mixed with diesel fuel. You're done.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, if they would just let the entrepreneurs and the backyard mechanics loose and drop the regulation, the next energy answer is right there in somebody's garage. But as soon as you start playing around, as soon as the government finds out about it, they come in and figure out a regulation to shut you down or make you illegal. I think I just read something. They just arrested a guy for not paying road tax on reclaimed vegetable oil in another state.
Wait a minute. That's double taxation.
But my question is,
yeah, because they already paid sales tax on it when it was bought new.
Yeah, I'd fight that one.
Well, listen, wait a minute. I got to go back to every state has its own recipe for fuel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. The number is 347-945-5229. As you know, today's Monday, and today is the 24th of February, 2014, and it's open mic. Seriously, why would we do that? I mean, okay, even if we went by zone, okay, so say the East Coast.
All right, it might be zones.
I'm saying even if it does by zone,
mm-hmm.
So the West Coast has its own grade, the Midwest, the Southern, you know, South, Southern
well,
South, oh, wow.
Each distributor. Some of them have additives that they add to it also.
And that's by regulation also?
No, that's not by regulation. They do it for whatever reason they do it for. They claim that it'll get rid of the NOx and pings in your engine or whatever.
What about the water?
No, we did away with the lead. The lead took care of the NOx and pings. But we did away with that a long time ago. Which is hilarious because everybody tells you how clean Europe is.
Mm-hmm.
They were using leaded gasoline a good 10 years after we had done away with it.
Speaking of Europe, breaking news.
What's going on?
Pierce Morgan.
Yeah.
Pierce Morgan?
Uh-huh.
He's leaving CNN.
Really?
Yes.
Where's he going? Cartoon
Home.
Network?
Home.
I don't know where he's going. He didn't
call
me.
BBC.
That one.
He was always like a cartoon character to me.
Yeah.
I mean, he really was. He should have been on the Cartoon Network because he was so animated.
All I know is I just wanted to let you guys know that.
Hmm. Whoopie-doo. I never watched him anyhow. He never asked
but the
question.
But the thing is, his attitudes are typical of upper-class Brits. Because I worked with a lot of upper-class Brits when I was in the Navy, and the officer corps, the British officer corps, Royal Navy officer corps. And they had a lot of the same elitist views. I had a captain, a Royal Navy captain, tell me one time, the problem with your Constitution is you wrote it down. The problem with your Second Amendment, he also said, was that you wrote it down.
I'm going to take a break in a few minutes, and I'm going to come back, and that was a good segue, Sticks. You didn't even know that. Because I want to talk about elitism, and I really want to dig deep for this.
All you had to do is tell him back. How do you like to be owned by somebody? Because he's a subject of the crown. We are not.
But we don't know that, and that's a problem. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600, the number is 347-945-5229. And Styx and Ben are in the studio with me, and I am going to take a break. We'll be right back. Was that your stomach? I think it was.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically. I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, because your agenda is anti-free market and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I personally will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, to divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Jeff says I'm going to kill the song, but I'm sorry. I'm addicted. People need to be happy. They do. They need to choose it to say, you know what, I'm not going to let anything get me down.
Despite today's politics, despite the economy, despite the president, I'm going to be happy.
Absolutely.
That's right. I'm not going to let him affect my American.
Because when you fold into your environment and you allow them to affect your mood, then they take power over you. And as I said, that was Styx said something about an elitist, and that was going to be a good segue into what I was going to bring up. The local Democrat Party here had their endorsements on Saturday, and I try to stay out of other people's business, but I live here in the Mahoning Valley, and the Republicans have worked very, very hard to try to field a candidate in the House district race. well, the House seat race here, which is, I believe the district number is 54. And that number has turned over. It was Sylvester Patton, then it went to Bob Hagan. It was Bob Hagan, then it went to Sylvester Patton, then it went to Bob Hagan. And it's been there for, and because of term limits, it's been a dynasty now of Hagans. Because we tend to be able to play with the numbers long enough, to sit out long enough, to put people back in long enough to make things happen. And on Saturday, there are four people running in this race. Michelle Lepore Hagan, who is the wife of the sitting House Representative Bob Hagan. Janet Tarpley, who is a city council person for the 6th Ward here in the city of Youngstown. Cynthia McWilson, who is a longtime a political person. She's run for several offices, and she's running for that one also. And there's also a guy by the name of Michael Hara. And he is also someone who has been a political and has run over the years.
Lifetime politicians, basically.
Well, none of them have run for office. Janet's the only one who's actually a sitting officer. The rest of them have run but never won.
Mm-hmm.
But Michelle Lepore Hagan has never run.
And she's probably got the party's nominee. Because...
But she was nominated, and she was endorsed on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't she endorsed prior to closing of all the filings?
Yes, she was. She was nominated by downstate for the caucus down, the Democrat caucus down in Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
She was endorsed before the closing. So they've already put the horse in the race, and the fix is on.
And
I'm not saying she's not a nice person, but I need for people to understand.
She's the anointed one.
The question is, why is she the anointed one, and why would you want someone? I think Bob is a nice guy, but he has been an ineffective representative in all the years that he's been there. He has not done anything for the Valley. And my question is, why in the world, and I'm going to play the race card so y'all can all just be mad at me. I have yet to see
an Oriental in there.
The Mahoning County endorse an African-American candidate.
Or an Oriental.
They don't run here. We don't have enough. We don't have
or that. Hispanic.
You can't say Oriental. It's Asian. Or something else.
Okay, an Asian you have, or
hold
Hispanic.
On. You have yet to see the Democrat Party locally endorse an African American candidate for anything. They never have. It looks like they never will, even if they're qualified. And I'm trying to find out why in the world. And this is not just a local problem. This is a national problem. Somebody call me up and shut me down and tell me what the heck is wrong with y'all.
Well, they don't have to buy your vote anymore. They've got it.
But what's no. You were in a flaming fire, and you go and give somebody some gasoline, and then go back and say, well, they're not going to burn me again.
It's okay. They can burn you all they want. You're still going to vote for them.
No, this past year, they were all upset because of how Dave Beatrice handled Artis Gillum.
Yeah.
They had press conferences, and they took a whole lot of front page time and wasted the media
and
they still did nothing.
Right, there was no mass defection from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party or to independents.
Can they please tell me what in the world? What?
Because you all give away your vote. You're being bought and sold and don't even know it. That's honesty. There it is.
Hey,
you have leverage because you've got numbers, and yet you give it away.
I mean, not they don't even give it away.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. They don't give it away.
Yeah, we're Democrats. Why? We don't know why. You don't support us, but...
You don't like us.
Yeah, you don't...
We don't invite you. We don't want you there.
You're not at the table. But you know what? We're used to having a master.
Let me pimp you.
That's it. That's
let me pimp y'all. As a matter of fact, every now and then I pimp slap y'all, and y'all still come back for more.
So that wasn't a. I thought I saw a bunch of people walking down the street going, Obama.
This is nothing to do with Obama. This has all to do.
Democrat.
This is strictly
bought and sold.
Slavery.
Yep. That's what it is.
And let me say this. I want everyone to know, in the words of the Vice President of the United States of America, what's his name? Biden. They going to put y'all back in chains. So y'all can hate me, say I sold out. Y'all can do what y'all want to. I had to get that off my chest because I can't believe they did that.
Well, you know, it's not a physical in chains, but they have. Their minds. I'm sorry. Their minds are imprisoned.
The easiest way to enslave someone is not with physical chains, but
no,
with mental chains.
Yeah, and that's what they've done.
And it's happened to a lot of people.
No.
A lot of groups of people.
I mean, I'm not saying that the Republicans would be any better. If you give them your vote, they do the same thing to you, too. But if you use your vote for leverage, you may get somewhere. You may get something. I mean, that's common sense. Use it.
Mm-hmm.
Quit giving away your vote. Tell them you're going to leave the party. Register as independents. Make them earn your vote.
No.
Now, wait a minute. Because in Ohio you can't vote in a primary.
Mm-hmm. What?
You can't vote in a primary unless you're registered for that particular party.
No, that's not true. You can't vote on partisan.
You can't vote in a primary election.
That's incorrect.
You can vote either for the Democrat or the Republican primary.
Or you can have an issues only ballot. You can't vote.
Yes.
You can't
vote. When I said primary, I meant for the candidate of your party to be
you
in the general.
You cannot do that.
Right.
Because
right.
You have to declare it. You declare your party in the primary.
So hold on,
people get an understanding. Okay. You declare in the state of Ohio. You declare your party in the primary.
Right.
If you are independent, you have an issues-only ballot, but you're not allowed to participate
correct.
In the partisan of voting for people, unless not even if there's independence.
Right. So since your candidate on the Democrat side has already been picked for you, why not register Republican in the next primary en masse to send a message?
They're not going to do that either. And they're not going to do that because they believe that the Republicans don't like them. Even locally, and that's not true.
Well, no, it's not true.
Gee, who endorsed Mayor Williams when he was running?
The Republican.
Oh, what color is Mayor Williams?
He's a person of color.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. They actually, not only did they endorse him, they funded it.
And the Democrat Party, what did they do for Mayor
They Obama? Ran away, but then he came back and kissed the Democrat ring, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry, we got that. A334, your mic is on. That's how we roll.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? What's going on?
How you doing, Alabama?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just heading back. Back week, I'm almost here in Tuscaloosa now. But I had a chance to meet a gentleman at the barbershop Saturday when I was getting a haircut, and black guy, millionaire guy, and we started talking.
Was he married?
Yeah, he married doctor.
Okay,
doctor.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Anyway, he started talking, and he's actually leans Democrat, but I was able to reason with him. Plus, he makes a lot of money, so I'm sure when you make money, you're gonna be a little bit more sensitive about just how the government take more tax dollars. He don't think he's a little different, but I just got on the phone with him a minute ago, and I was just talking to him, but it just seems to me that a lot of times the Republicans don't, they don't listen. They're not going to listen to Tracy. They're not going to listen to Jeff. They're not even going to listen to whites that tell them that, hey, maybe you shouldn't do X or maybe you shouldn't do Y because PR-wise, it's not good to come out and support Laura Lessinger for saying nigger 15 times on a show. I mean, that was a dumb move by Sarah Palin. Coming out and saying certain things about the Civil Rights Act, that's a chess game. Even though you may agree, you have to kind of concede that, okay, I have to finagle this point, I'm going to lose, regardless of the fact. You may have a certain viewpoint or something that you're going to implement. If I was running for president, I would do reparations. But I wouldn't. If I was running for the Republican nomination, I'd never say that. You couldn't say that. But when I get in, I would be able to, you have to kind of learn how to, as a politician, make a point where it reaches both sides. Because I don't see how anybody could say, you can sit and complain about people being on welfare and you know, riding the government dole. But then when you start talking about empowerment and giving them loans and stuff and trying to help them empower themselves, you're against it. You can't be on both sides. So,
you
know, Republican and Democrat should be against
that. Let me
say
this. Let me say this. Republicans, if you can get there, they will listen. But you've got to fight to make you've got to fight to make them listen. And when I say that, I'm saying this because you've got to not be willing to back down, and you've got to be willing for them not to listen to prove to them that what you say is true. Because what we fail to realize is white people think differently than black people. They articulate things differently than black people. They're totally different. They view things totally different. And it's the same thing between Republican and Democrat. They don't see things the same way. But white people and black people, they can see a glass and actually describe it in two different ways. But politically, if we had more... Hold on, Alabama. If we had more African Americans standing in unison saying the same thing about what we need to see in the Republican Party, they would take notice of us even more. We need to have you. Need to have what the young man is saying, those kinds of things. They need to hear that. The problem is there's nobody saying anything. And that's where the problem lies. Does that make sense?
But, Tracy, I've noticed with the Republican Party and the thing, like when something comes up, like when you're running for office, right, Newt Gingrich, I saw them put the mic in their face. Black people need to get off welfare. Never. You wonder why. It's because what happens is the media, we know that they're ruined, they're liberal, but at the same time, you can't give them sound bites. You can't. And the thing is, running for office, I would never, like, that's the thing. Like, you have to kind of got to learn the game. And it's either they don't know or they don't care because they feel, well, we can win without this. But it's getting to a point where they're going to start losing, especially if these illegals get to start voting. And it's going to – you have to kind of eventually get away from this whole narrative of, you know what,
But Alabama,
go ahead.
If I don't have a relationship with Newt Gingrich, then I can't take him in the back and slap him when he says something stupid so that he never says it again. Because see,
but you should be able to.
No. Listen, because remember, you can't. I don't know Newt Gingrich his phone number is not in my Rolodex. But
you
the numbers
think somebody
that I do,
ain't told Newt Gingrich? I know a
no.
guy. What's his name?
Alabama,
Carl Smith.
You don't
Smith
Alabama.
No,
you're
no.
not listening. You
go
don't
ahead.
Listen to what I'm. If I don't have you in, because see, there are things that you say off the air that's different than what you say on the air. Sticks will say, looking at me. There's something Sticks may say off the air, or he'll say something, and when we go to break, I'll say him, tell him, don't do that no more. Am I lying, Sticks?
No.
Ben?
Oh, you always are shutting me up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've
yeah, set you up. But I mean,
and most of them, and it's usually out of ignorance.
And it's more out of the head and not out of the heart.
Right.
I'll be right back.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Youngstown State might still be looking for a new president, but in the meantime, it's adding leaders to its football team. A pair of assistant coaches have been hired. Reports say Michael Zordick is joining the Penguins as their safeties coach. He was with the team back in 2009, but resigned to go back to the NFL as an assistant in Philadelphia. Also, Louisville assistant coach Kenny Carter is expected to come on board. Four Valley residents are being recognized for their community service. Over the weekend, Barbara Copeland, Pamela Mahalik, Barbara Betzler, and Michael Wilson all received the Presidential Volunteer Service Award. It's given to citizens who care for the sick, elderly, and less fortunate. And Michelle Lepore Hagan is moving forward with her plans to represent the 58th District. She won the endorsement for the state seat that her husband currently holds. Lepore Hagan beat out Michael O'Hara, Cynthia McWilson, and Youngstown Councilwoman Janet Tarpley. She says she plans on campaigning door-to-door. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
When you or a loved one faces a challenge, you need services that only a dedicated and heartfelt professional can provide. Caring Hearts of the Valley will help when family and friends are unable to provide the necessary care that you or your loved one truly needs. Caring Hearts of the Valley offers dependability, true peace of mind, and pure joy to make life easier and allow you to live it to the absolute fullest. Life care services range from companion care and hygiene assistance to 24/7 home care, as well as elder care, skilled nursing services, and more. Kid care from Caring Hearts of the Valley is compassionate, fully screened babysitter and nanny services, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Caring Hearts of the Valley, 6550 Seville Drive in Canfield, bringing more convenience, more dependability, and more peace of mind to you and your family. Call 330-531-6110, online at valleycaringhearts.com, and be sure to like us on Facebook and share with your friends. Caring Hearts of the Valley, touching lives, encouraging hearts.
Attention all healthcare professionals. Is your practice accepting new patients? Are you looking to grow your business? If so, listen to this opportunity. Our radio station, which is part of Cumulus Media, is publishing and distributing 20,000 free local medical guides this spring. It includes a physician's listing, as well as marketing opportunities for your practice. This is a great opportunity for you to attract new patients. Make sure your practice is included in the medical guide. For all the details, call me, Brad Marshall, at 330-779-8127.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years experience in the business, our expert staff work slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
Do you think we get happier as we get older? Like really older? Well, believe it or not, some researchers weren't so sure. So they studied 1,300 men, and they found that many of them, surprise, felt that there were more hassles in their life when they got to be 70 or so. And at 85 or so, well, never mind. Hope they didn't spend too much time on this study. They're worried about cats in Kansas. Cats in mid-America are more likely to have tularemia. That could be fatal to both cats and humans than cats elsewhere. The disease can spread through cat scratches and bites. Kansas State University scientists are looking for ways to keep cats and their owners healthy. In Hartford, Connecticut, there was a big freeway accident, so an enterprising news photographer set up his very own drone, a radio-controlled modeled airplane, with a camera attached and snapped some pics. This annoyed the cops, who complained to his boss and got him suspended. Now the photographer has filed a suit, claiming the cops trampled on his First Amendment rights. I'm Stacey Cohen. You can learn more at consumeraffairs.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Oh, what happiness is to you?
Bring me down, can't none. Bring me down, I said.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600, the number 347-945-5229. And I'm sitting here with Six and Ben, and today is open mic, the number 347-945-5229. Hey, Diva, your mic is up. And we're talking about what's going on politically. And Alabama and I were having a conversation. And I'm just really, really agitated. I am. I am very, very agitated by how things work and how shallow we are.
I mean, after listening to you, I don't know why anybody would want to be involved in politics, because it just...
You don't have to listen to me. You have to be involved.
I know, but it's almost like it's a duty job thing rather than something that you want to do
because it's
a public service.
It's because people allow dingbats in. I mean, we were talking about Newt Gingrich. If I'd call Newt on the phone and say, are you crazy? Listen, Romney, I'd say, listen, you can't say stuff no matter where you are. And you've got to, when you're working with campaigns, you've got to be direct with people. You can't just... I told someone last night, I need you to run. I know you're going to lose, but I need you to run. Because if I get you to run, one, there are a couple things going to happen. One, you're going to make somebody answer some questions. You're going to make them answer to some things. You're going to make them accountable. Sitting on the sidelines and letting people have free passes doesn't work. And I don't think we understand that. And it's really sad. It's really, really sad. I mean, I look at Newt Gingrich. Yeah, he said some dumb stuff. Yeah, you know, Sarah Palin, she did some dumb stuff. That was just dumb all the way along. It's just crazy.
Yeah, but Democrats can say dumb things and they get a pass.
But listen, white people can say things and get a pass, and black people can't. So since we know there is a double standard,
uh-huh.
I'm not going to say the same thing as you, because I know it won't be received the same way.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not fair.
No, but it is the way it is.
Nothing's fair. I mean, go back to what your grandma told you. Life's not fair.
And that's the problem. We haven't told our children that life's not fair. We haven't told people. And so now they're adults, and they think that all life is fair and all life's not fair, because it's not fair.
No, especially in politics.
Period.
Especially in politics.
Period. School. This teacher likes this person more. Guess what? That might be true. Life's not fair.
Get over it. Yep. That's what we've been. Mm-hmm. That's what.
Alabama, you're back up.
People have been
told
our whole lives.
It's not fair. And yes, but if you're not integrated within your social structure,
mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm a black person and Ben says something and I don't like it and I don't know Ben, but I've been in the same room when he says it. Michael Reagan says one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life while I was in a room, and I did not question him on it because I did not know him.
Right.
But if I'd gotten to know him a little bit better,
mm-hmm.
I promise you I'd have told him, you don't say that out loud.
I probably didn't even know somebody second.
He knew what he was saying, and he might not have cared when he said it, but the issue is it was very, very insensitive to the people that were in there.
Right.
You know, I said one of my friends on Facebook the other day said something very, very mean-spirited towards someone who was an African-American who died from a drug overdose.
Mm-hmm. You were telling me about it. It was just plain stupid.
Well, no, it was just mean.
It was mean and stupid.
It was mean. And they didn't understand my personal issue with the person, and it was just mean. And I don't like that the person died from a drug overdose, but it was just mean. And when I said it, it wasn't because the person's not a mean person. And so I wrote back that that was mean. And we had this major dialogue about what you say and how you say it. And you have to do it that way.
I mean, I was always raised just because you know something, you're not necessarily supposed to say it out loud.
But even with that said, I mean, if you know that you died from a heroin overdose, you don't have to put it down on paper and be mean about it when you're trying to make a point.
Right, right. I mean, what?
Alabama, and honestly.
What comes from destroying another person?
It's not even destroying, it's just, you know.
Living or dead.
Living. You're not destroying them, it's just mean. You wouldn't want anybody to say that about your son or daughter.
Right. We're on the same page.
Well, that's what
right?
you have to remember. Everybody has a family. Everybody has a mother. Everybody has a father. They may not be there, but everybody has somebody.
So you don't want somebody to say you're no good daddy, even if he was no good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Alabama.
Unless pointing that out makes him a better dad.
That's a classic point with George Zimmerman. I think Zimmerman, Hannity, having George Zimmerman on his show 50 times, having the apologist, the black guy going around and saying all these points, when clearly, if you just did any research about George Zimmerman, you just saw maybe that wasn't a good move. To take, like, you can't defend stupidity. Like, certain things, I'm just like, okay, you want to be pro-Second Amendment, fine. But don't, George Zimmerman was a bad, bad, because this kid was innocent. Like, regardless of whether he robbed somebody, I think they come to find out they found the kids that was breaking in people's houses, but that didn't get publicized. But you're going to have this guy on your show. Mark Furman is a great example with Sean Hannity. I think Hannity may be a closet racist because you got Mark Furman on your show. You got this guy planted the glove on O.J., framed a lot of black kids in California with the LAPD, and you have this guy on your show. Then Oliver North is another one who basically was a drug dealer for the CIA, and you got this guy on your show. I mean, people, and you wonder why. Then you want to talk about, well, we need to reach out to the minorities. You're not really seriously talking about reaching out to minorities when you got these whole bunch of racist people on your show.
But that comes from not being at the seat of influence. Because, see, I don't know Sean Hannity. You follow me? I've never met him. He's been on the same station as him, but I don't know him. And what Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and anybody who's in media does has nothing to do with the Republican National Conference, period. It has nothing to do with the RNC. We have nothing to do with that. And just because they say they're conservative, they're liberals, and this, we have nothing to do with this. But if I knew Sean Hannity, I would tell him that. But we don't have a rapport. And because we're not there, I can't tell him that. I bet you if you go through Fox News, you will find very,
Tracy,
very few.
That's the thing, though, Tracy. Like, I feel like we're not. Like, when I hear people say stuff, like I was talking to this guy, and I made that point. He agreed. He was like, look, you know, even if I agree or disagree with you, they don't make smart decisions. Like, some of the things that they make, some of the decisions that have been made by the RNC are just not intelligent when it comes to
Can I ask you,
really
what decision,
reaching
what
out
decision,
to my
door. What decision was made by the RNC that was not intelligent?
Well, for one, what I'm saying is when I say the RNC, this is the thing. Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity are synonymous with the Republican National Committee. I'm going to tell you why. Let me make my point. If you look at it, they influence those two guys. And I won't even say Rush Limbaugh, they don't really have that many guests. It's Sean Hannity. He has an influence. This is the number two guy. Rush Limbaugh is number one. If you these guys have an influence over the national airways with 40% of the people in this country, I mean, they do have a substantial
Alabama,
listening.
You did not hear what I said. I just told you. Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity have no influence with the RNC. They're not connected at the hip. And yet you still, in the same sentence, put them back in bed together.
Look here. Sean
Rush
Hannity
Limbaugh
has Carl Rove on there every week. Carl Rove is a crook.
Carl Rove is not the RNC. Carl Rove is a moneymaker.
And Rush Limbaugh spends three hours a day, five days a week, beating up on the RNC.
Carl Rove is one of the establishment Republicans that's pro-TARP, pro...
He's not the RNC.
Let's look at this
But they run the Republican Party. He's a political operative. No, they don't. But that's how it's perceived.
I know.
Okay?
But that's how it's perceived.
But let's take it a step further, okay? Sean Hannity, any Republican, why should they change when they know the black vote?
Because we can't have
not
the,
coming
that
That's
question.
Not true. That's not true.
Can
that's
I
not,
answer
you
that question?
That's not true.
Well, let me answer. I'm going to hear what he says.
The thing is this. My thing is, if you want open debate and dialogue,
uh-huh.
It benefits and behooves everybody, not just blacks, but primarily blacks, to have open dialogue and freedom of thoughts passed between one another and ideas. Because out of that, the weak idea won't stand up to debate and true logic reasoning. And I feel like you don't have that. It's kind of closed shut. It's like the polarity is all negative. And so it's kind of hard. It behooves them to have open debate. You can't have open debate when you got, I mean, I ain't trying to hear
right.
you when you got a guy that's
right.
planting gloves on black
right.
people and trying to lock folks up and whoop black folks all through. And you got
Alabama,
another guy that's
I
cold drugs
with
through
you 100%. I agree with you 100%. But if that is the case, why don't you do that with the Democratic Party? They don't invite you to the table.
And let me see this, Alabama, because this is the problem that we have. People
wait. He asked me a question, but go ahead.
Go ahead and answer it.
Well, see, the thing is, black people, this is the thing. Like, blacks are, sometimes we think emotionally. And if you really look at the Democratic Party, we don't have a real, like, the Black National Caucus, whatever, they don't really have a real say-so. They're just along for the ride. Whatever Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid decide, they're just along for the ride. And things can be overtly against black people, and their constituency can suffer. But they have to feed off of whatever the Democratic table hands them, and then they give them something to go scream and shout about. Lilly Ledbetter. Like, I had black people screaming about the Lilly Ledbetter Act as if that really helped black women. Like, I've heard that. So, I mean, I agree. But I'm just saying blacks, outside of that, I'm talking about the everyday guy that you see walking on the street, can't have open debate because they have logic and common sense reasons that I say, man, if I thought, I would agree. When I see Oliver North, when I see Mark Furman, when I see the guy you taking and having, taking Sean Hannity, taking up for, stupid... maybe
Alabama.
Racist guy, then why would I,
Alabama,
you got to say?
Alabama, let's bring this a little bit closer to home, because I got about 3 minutes before I take my top of the hour break. If my brother is a thief and a crackhead.
Lead the mic over.
If my brother is a thief and a crackhead, and why are you accusing me of his crime? Yes,
because
that's my
the narrative,
narrative
is that though you're in cahoots with these guys, it's not. It's association. You're guilty by association.
Okay, hold on.
Associated with a guy that
lynched
the black person.
My
you
brother
are yourself.
My brother is a thief and a crackhead. Why are you accusing me of theft?
Guilt by association.
So do I disown my brother?
Well, it depends on whether you're a Bible reader or not.
can I say something to that point?
You better
point?
Say it in a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. It's not the fact that you understand that your brother is a thief and a crackhead, but do you uphold that your brother is a thief and a crackhead? Do you encourage your brother as a thief and a crackhead? And do you justify his actions?
And we do not. And the RNC does not. That's just it.
That's
the
not
RNC.
True. You see, I've never heard rich people.
Who is the RNC?
Ritz Priebus is the chairman of the RNC. Am I not correct?
Right. That is correct.
Okay. Why is it that he does not have sit down with Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and say something to them? Because the truth of the matter, these guys have the ear of the Republican electorate.
And they are
electorate.
Not going
electorate.
To change it. They don't call, listen, they don't call me and say, Tracy, we don't want you to do this. And I'm going to have Rice on, but I just want you to know they're not going to do that. Your chairman of the party, they stand up for what they stand up. But they're going to call me and say, Tracy, don't say this.
And you have opposing motives.
But see, I have a lot of
Limbaugh and Hannity are there to make money,
and they're making money.
And Priebus is there to promote Republicans.
And it's not the same. And we need to quit asking ourselves.
Who's the official chairperson of the Democratic and of the DNC? Oh, they went to break. Alabama.
Yeah, my thing is, Diva, I don't really, my thing is this. If you're going to have open debate, Republican or Democrat, if black people are just Democrat, and you complain about it, but then you deal with people like Oliver North who single-handedly talk drugs into the black community through Dino Blandon, whatever his name, and Rick Ross, and they framed him. And then you got all this other different stuff. Then you can't. It's like, come on, man. Like, you got George Zimmerman shot this kid in cold blood, and you defend him, and then he goes out and does something stupid, and you're quiet. Like, oh, well, he pulled a gun on two other people since then. Nobody has anything to say. So it's like, I mean, I can't defend ignorance, and I feel like right now, for them to sit up here and try to debate me and say, well, man, I mean, you know, the black people, I'm like, look, man, you can't, people ain't going to hear you. You may have value. And the thing is, when I sit and I reason with people and connect, I can connect with a lot of black Democrats when I talk to them. But
yes,
the thing is, you have to concede certain things. You have to. And then you start dealing with, you get past that, and you start dealing with the principles of the matter. And then you could probably get somewhere. But when you start talking about, look, man, Mark Furman is an overt racist. I mean, this dude is just, Mark Furman should never be a guest on a Sean Hannity show. I mean, you got a rate over that man, might as well wear sheets and name people.
That's what I tried to explain to Tracy Friday, is that if you're trying to reach this specific audience that you were talking about, that you were trying to target, it's the way you have to go about doing it. You can't sit there and say, oh, just pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You can't say, get off welfare. You can't applaud the welfare queen lines and all that other stuff. You can't, and if you're pro-Second Amendment, I'm pro-Second Amendment. We can have a debate on guns, but you can't sit up there and defend a person like George Zimmerman. You can't have a talk about civil rights and then say, well, affirmative action, and then talk against affirmative action, or talk about how.
I mean, you know what? You could probably make valid points against affirmative action just on the sheer fact it really just helped white women. I mean, 75% of them are white women, but at the same time,
you can make valid points against it, but just to say, I don't like it is another.
I mean, this is the thing, though, Diva. Hold on, Diva. The point is,
certain stuff either.
The point is, I'm not going to agree with you on everything. You know, I'm being you completely juxtaposed just by a lot of issues. But at the same time, I can come, just like when I had the black guy, Black Thought, Jason Black, had him on, and he made a point. He was like, if you're for black empowerment, then, you know, then that's my point. Like, you can make the point for black empowerment. You can go, like, I had a friend of mine tell me a lot of Nigerian doctors come over here and they look down at people. I'm like, they look down at blacks because they're ignorant as to the plight of what blacks, everybody that comes over here and looks down at us as a people, don't understand what's happened with black people. I made a point, I said, if a woman's been beaten and raped, then you come and say, well, why aren't you functioning normal in a relationship? Why are you arguing with your husband? Why aren't you like the other person who hasn't been beaten, murdered, and raped? Because she has mental issues and other things have been done to black people.
When you said that point, I stayed quiet, but I was like, wow. That click, like, how can you disagree with something like that? But then you have people who want to argue against a valid point that you make. So I don't know. I'm just sitting back laughing. I'm like, wow, me and Alabama barely ever agree on anything. But when a person is right, they're right, and you have to concede that.
I mean, I don't have any issues with people coming in and saying, look, I want to help black people by doing X, Y, and Z. And I think that there are simple things that can be done. You can look at, okay, by business, there's a direct correlation between business ownership and wealth. Let's increase black business ownership. Simple. Real sick. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, homosexual, whatever. That's just common sense. But when you get into that debate about, you come into the debate, but you don't want to let go of this racist friend you got or this, sometimes you got to kind of like, look, I think you should have the right. Mark Furman should have a show. You want to say what you want to say. But Mark Furman has put a lot of, that's probably innocent, in jail. Mark Furman beat a lot of brothers. Mark Furman it's well documented. This dude whooped a lot of brothers, put a lot of brothers in jail, framed a lot of people. And you got him on your show like nothing's wrong, and you wonder why people call you racist?
And you can't tell me that these people are not synonymous with the RNC.
That's the problem with Hannity more so than Rush Limbaugh. He don't really have many guests, but Hannity,
they have,
Every other week he has a guy on there. I'm like, Oliver North, you shouldn't have nothing. This dude got his own show, and Rick Ross was sitting up in a jail cell.
They have the ear of the Republican electorate. So these people are listening to them more so than they listen to Rentz Priebus.
But the people that are listening to, fine, but I think for America to not sit and say, look, man, we had a hand in black people being like this. We have a major hand. Black people, if you go back throughout history.
Talking about it.
I mean, come on, man.
They want us to stop talking about it. You do know
like,
that.
You gotta kind of look at it. Even the government programs, you talking about brothers wearing their pants down. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a lot of different things, man. And I have to just say, look, let's be fair and be right down the middle. And sometimes people want to be fair and get rid of reason. I'm not saying get rid of logic and reason, but sometimes you have to step back and say, this wasn't a good idea. Maybe we should have thought about this before we just said, like a couple of Thursday, that Tracy was saying, oh, black people are just lazy. And we got in this big rant. I was like, no, there's a reason. And that was the last time I talked to her, and she was just getting on to me. And I'm sitting like, no, Tracy, I think there are some reasons why blacks are like they are. It's not just that we just are lazy and don't have a certain mentality. It's been people have tried to do things. You got a red line and was done all up to the 90s.
At Wall Street, what happened to Black Wall Street? Time and time again, black people become prominent, and they'll let a few of us trickle in now, but they will never allow us to have that much power, that much independence within white society.
Well, my thing is, I want to get rid of the mentality of allowed. Nobody allows me to do anything. I'm going to take it. That's what I'm going to do.
I know what you're saying, but the fact is, we can take it, but do we have the power to sustain it when them forces come against us? That's the thing.
I mean, but that just comes with time and getting enough power. It's like lifting weights. Eventually, the football team, yeah, you're going to run into people that are stronger, but eventually, if you keep working, you're going to be stronger than they are eventually. Right now, we're not, but you can get there.
It's like boxing. You might be the best fighter out there, but if that guy punches you in the right place and keeps hitting you in that place, eventually, you're going to get tired. You're going to go down. You're going to continue.
I mean, and the same rules apply to them, too. It's not just one way. Now, they can lose. They've been defeated before in many areas. When I say they, I mean establishment, you know, racist individuals. I mean, they've been defeated, but you don't hear about it. But they've had their butts kicked before. It's just we don't talk about it.
And please stop with the argument. Well, why don't you think of Democrats that way? Okay, I will concede that blacks are blind loyalist Democratic Party. I will concede.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. It's the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229. 330-781-9600 or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends. My boss came in here today and said, we're going to have to start paying royalty fees to BMI.
Probably for playing that song.
Hey,
look here, Tracy. I'm going to fly out there to Youngstown.
People have never heard the song. Have heard the song now.
It's helping for real.
That's what I mean.
Oh, I bet you the quarterly royalties on that
it's
song
is... It's got to be high.
Oh, it's got to be over
$3
million a quarter.
Well, what do you think? I mean, Fiat's got to be paying a
pile for using it. Well, absolutely. They're licensed. Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know
sure.
I just want to know if I can bring him here so we can do a happy party.
Oh, he wouldn't sell.
Farrell.
Yeah. Oh, he would sell.
Farrell.
Absolutely.
Is it Farrell or Farrell?
Farrell.
That was absolutely Farrell. Sell.
Trace, I'm gonna fly out there and take that CD, take that song, and burn it.
I don't know.
Because kids love the movie is huge.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only song I like. I wouldn't want him to do 2 hours of Happy. Because I listened to the rest of the stuff. I wasn't happy about it. But he's the one who wrote, what's the name of his song, too? He wrote Blurred Lines.
Oh, yeah, he did write Blurred Lines.
he might not sell, but he's still making a lot of money not to be selling.
But you couldn't do that with kids in the room, so you'd have to have two concerts.
I don't know, the kids
know. All it'd be was over. One thing I ask of you, let me be the one you...
I don't even
know
what the words are. We would just like to beat, because all you have to do is play it.
Back that bloop up to...
We don't know nothing about that. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229, and open mic, and I'm just in the studio. Ben's here, and Sticks is here, Tracy's here, we're here, and we hope you're there, and tell your friends and families that Tracy and Friends is still on the air. Because I don't think I'm serious, but people don't know that we move. People don't even know that we're here. Some people, they don't even realize that we're on still.
Yeah, I still get phone calls and say, what happened to you guys and why is Dennis Miller there?
Right.
Yeah, so we got...
So not everybody knows where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, spread the word like it's like money. Yeah, Alabama.
Look, if I hear that happy song one more time, I'm going to hop a plane. I'm going to fly up there. I'm going to bust you in your head. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to bust you in the head.
Bust to the white
I'm going to bust you in your head. Like we say in Alabama, to the white meat.
White meat.
To the white meat.
Listen here, Alabama, you might as well. Listen, I still got it. Actually, I'm starting to work out to it.
Look.
I put it in my.
Put some Bob Marley on it. So give me some No Woman, No Cry or something. I mean,
no.
Bob Marley's good music.
No, no, no. It doesn't do the same thing. There's a reason why they did this
song.
Look, I
actually like
the
song, but now I don't like it no more. It's on the commercial. If it ain't on commercial... If somebody's bumper music, if it's not bumper music for them, then I got to listen to Tracy or Howard, they see playing it.
But when you hear it,
please.
Do you think about Tracy and Friends?
No, I don't.
You don't?
You know what? Even when Tracy was gone, Jeff was playing it for bumper music. I just thought that was just a good much.
I was ordered.
Like, Jeff, I'm like, Jeff, play me some cameos. Give me some old school. Give me something. Give me some funk, something.
We have a cameo day.
Fine.
All along the Watchtower. I heard that song on the way to work.
This song crosses boundaries. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, purple, red, blue, Democrat, Republican. You can get into the feel and the mood of the song. That's why it's a good song.
She's right, because somebody on my Facebook, I posted it to Facebook so people could hear it. And the people who usually fight each other, I think it was Bill and I can't see the other person's name. That was something that they agreed on. They like the song.
Oh, then that's going to be like, don't worry, to be happy. That song, 20 years from now, he's going to be getting nice checks. But royalties off, he's going to get...
Wait a minute, hold on. No, this is the one. You got to get the right song. It's not that one. This song, it was really funny when I was in Los Angeles. This song right here, the people who actually did the song hated the song. And so that means they literally hated the song. I will bet you these guys never want to hear this song again to this day. And can you name the song?
Uh-oh.
Name that
Don't
too.
Worry, Be Happy.
No. Don't Worry, Be Happy. You know, Bobby McFerrin, you know, they can deal with. This is the one.
Yeah.
I like the song.
Oh, my God.
You didn't hear it as much as we did.
Yes, I did.
See, this is the song that was, like, happy. The grooves of the record. The tape no longer
Dionne
plays.
Ward. Yeah,
you wrote
Elton
that
John.
You wear
yeah.
out a cassette tape.
Yeah.
A jam.
That was the song.
I wonder if she ever predicted how bad her career would get.
Who?
Dionne Ward.
She was the one that did the psychic network thing, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's pretty far fall from grace when you're
she was a psychic.
doing midnight advertisements
for
psychic network.
No.
You guys are crazy.
She made money on the psychic
huge
network.
Huge money.
The problem with the psychic network was that the psychic network was a fraud. And she got blowback from the fraud of the psychic network.
Right.
No, that's when Miss Cleo came in. Miss Cleo came and took what she went off at.
One thing I'll tell you, she owned that. That was hers. And the reason why she bought it and put them out there is because they're the ones that told her to add the extra letter to her name.
What extra letter?
And that's how she got over.
What extra letter?
Dionne Warwick.
Where are you going? Where is he going?
I got a meeting. I told you I had a meeting.
You got to make money.
Where are you going?
Well, that's what I'm about to do. Y'all have fun. I'm gone.
Yeah, I got to go see our friend Mark.
Look at all you guys. Everybody dressed up. Wait a minute, you dressed up to go see Mark too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we'll see you Wednesday.
Mark
Maybe.
The lawyer?
Mark the lawyer. Mark Manji, the lawyer.
Good Lord willing, the crick don't rise.
What am I in trouble for?
Oh, wait a minute. He's not a criminal lawyer. Never mind. Never mind.
No, he's not a criminal lawyer.
Six is going to make money.
Mark is a happy lawyer.
That's it. I don't even think he does divorces. He does anything that's going to rock the boat. So what are you doing, Jeff?
What type of lawyer is he? All lawyers rock the boat.
He's a civil court lawyer.
You're right.
Diva. He does civil law.
They all rock the boat.
They don't all rock the boat.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They're rocking somebody's boat.
Taxation or anything else, they rock the boat.
They don't rock the boat. But as going back to the conversation, I really wanted to make sure people didn't know, you cannot listen to me, you cannot listen to Rush Limbaugh, you cannot listen to any of us and then blame the RNC and or any other entity for what we say.
Especially me.
That burns me up when I see the ignorant, you know, the ignorant people that get on my page and this is your RNC, this is your GOP.
As a matter of fact, even the candidates, including all the way up to your governors, you cannot label them with the RNC and the infrastructure of the Republican Party. All of their candidacy, all of their elections, all of their campaigns are completely and totally independent of the Republican politics.
And believe it or not, the Democrats are the same way.
Absolutely. They mirror each other.
Absolutely.
Okay. But, you know, they can say whatever they want. That's a double standard that really irks
and
me.
And let me tell you can go by more of what I say and put that into the point of what the RNC is, because I actually sit on the Central Committee versus people that – because I am a part of the infrastructure that is a part of the party that moves up. So I sit on the county level and on the state level, which means that I'm a part of the political structure. So you can blame me for what the RNC does. But you can't blame Rush Limbaugh and because they're not even a part of it.
No,
they don't even go. I bet you they don't even do the fundraise. If you go and look at their campaign finance, I'll bet you they don't even contribute a lot of money to them.
I'll tell you this one though. There's a guy out with a new book on Roger Ailes.
Good or bad?
Oh, it's terrible. He glancingly will commend him at being a brilliant, but at the same time he's slamming him, saying he rules with the iron fist over there, and they only listen to what he, you know, what he tells them to say, and they're loyal because of fear, and man, it's just all this craziness about how Fox News reports. Fox News, by fact check and all the others, is the most newsworthy of the cable news channels.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is, Diva. Go look it up. Look,
I did
Diva,
look it up.
Just look, Diva, don't talk to me, please. Just
shut whatever.
Up.
They have
because
some,
you,
they
you
have
don't, you, you don't have your facts in order.
That might
you don't
that
have any facts, and I'm going
and
to get facts on the radio. Go look it up. Question.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's the most newsworthy of the cable news outlets? I didn't say the national news. I didn't say the public radio. I said of the cable news networks, most factual and the most news reporting. They put more into reporting the news than all the other cable news networks. That's why the other ones are going out of business, because they can't compete. Now, why do you think that's so?
I think sometimes
MSNBC. Because when he says cable news, you're only looking at a few. You're only looking at CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and
C-SPAN.
C-SPAN's not a news channel.
Yeah.
That's
There's
it.
Another one.
CNBC?
It could be. Whatever. You're only looking
at
those
you're
four
only looking
or five.
At four. You don't, there's not that many.
I'm not talking about, and national news doesn't report news either.
And national news is only the news that you get at 6:30 and 11:30 at night on your broadcast channels, which is totally different from your cable news, and then you have your Sunday morning talk shows.
Boy, do I miss Walter Cronkite.
Me too. No, I miss Bernard Shaw.
I don't. I never liked Bernard Shaw.
And I miss Tim Russert.
I miss him
more than all. But so,
Diva,
when he says that, when he compares that, you need to know who he's comparing that to. Mm. And you can't tell me that MSNBC is factual.
they don't even say they're factual. That's the whole thing.
In any way, shape, or form. And so, and when you look at talk radio, you don't have a whole lot of left high profile talk radio.
Uh-uh.
It doesn't work well. For some reason, they can't seem to keep up. And
it's not true. Nothing they say is true.
So they have a hard time doing national liberal talk radio across the country. I mean, even with Air America, they tried to sustain it. It did not last long. And Al Jazeera, I think that's your other news cable. And that, I mean, I don't watch that, the new one.
You know what, the Al Jazeera, they report things from a different point of view. That's kind of interesting.
I'm not talking about the Al Jazeera. I'm talking about the American.
America Al Jazeera, yeah.
Have you watched that?
Oh, yeah.
The Al Gorgera?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll give you, they're not afraid to say certain things that I think other news networks are afraid to say.
But, well, they're propaganda too.
Yes, they are. They are, but I've heard them come out on very conservative terms too. I'm not going to say I support what they believe. I don't believe in Sharia law or any kind of that dumb stuff.
Wait
but
a minute. Who believes consumer confidence is at 78.1%?
Who said that?
The people in the unemployment line.
These idiots on my Facebook page with these 5 years of Obama, pesky little facts they say.
Yeah, Dave Beatrice posted something like that, and we know how truthful he is.
Well, you know, he and I have been going at it. I'm still upset about the endorsement over the weekend, so don't go there.
I'm waiting for you to bring him on your program.
Oh, he won't come on.
No, he wants to come on now.
Really?
Yeah,
I've been asking him for years. You know that.
I tried to engage him in a conversation, and he just walked away. And I'm like, wow, okay.
I'm trying to stay.
Well, that's because you're not white.
I'm trying to stay cordial with him because we sit on a board together. But I have major issues. I really do. I'm really bothered by this.
You know, every time.
And I will say this: I do not believe that Michelle
Lepore
Hagan was the best candidate for the job. I think that the vote savvy was engineered.
Well, you wash my back, I'll wash your back.
But
Tammany Hall.
But do I need another backwasher in Columbus?
Okay, but
what
is that a
matter?
Safe?
It doesn't. It doesn't matter. I mean, they don't care about your vote. I told you that.
No, it's not a safe seat. She's his wife.
No, what I'm saying is that seat safe for the Democratic Party?
Everything up here is safe for Democrats.
Right.
Okay.
Especially white ones.
Because
yeah.
I'm trying
yeah.
to figure out. I mean,
that's true.
I can understand name recognition thing. But if it's a very safe seat, then there would be no point in the name recognition.
It's so safe.
Tracy, I'll take that even further.
It's way safer than safe.
Yeah, well, it's safe for only
whites.
They had a judgeship up here about 4 or 5 years ago, and a relative of mine was actually the number one person to get that position. Of course, he's African American. He's a Democrat African American. And guess what?
He wasn't qualified.
Wait, no, he was qualified.
Well, you just said he was black.
Yeah, but
oh, that is true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm going to say it like it is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but okay. Here it is. They said he can't get it because a black man can't win in the county, which is a lie.
Okay, wait a minute.
Did
so
you depend on your
Mayor
computer?
Mayor Williams proved that wrong, didn't he?
Huh?
Wait a minute.
Mayor Williams proved it wrong. Not at that time.
No black has ever won countywide in Mahoning County.
No.
Right, because the CA district is a very rural agricultural district. So, no black candidate was going to win that seat.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can.
Listen, Tracy got most of the
county. Western and Southern Lorain County and Eastern Seneca County.
You don't listen.
No, she doesn't.
I won those counties. I'm black, if you don't know.
I'm talking about, but you're a Republican. Wait, I'm talking about a black Democrat.
I ran in the general election. I won in all those southern areas as a black Republican.
And Democrats still outweigh the Republicans 10-1 almost. It's not that bad there, but you have to understand. These are lies they tell black people to keep them in their place.
Help me understand then. Let me ask the questions, and then you can answer the questions. So the 58th district, which is mainly a rural agricultural district, is that majority Democrat or majority Republican?
59th district.
It's majority
Democrat. I thought she was running for the 58th district because that's what
59th.
The news reporter said.
not. I don't think so.
I'm not, but the district it is a strong Democrat quadrant. Getting a Republican to win there would be amazing. Like it would be like walking on water.
So when
you
were in Tracy, you beat the Democrat in the same county as a Republican.
Pardon me?
So when you ran for your position, you beat
not,
the same.
This is a district. District is different than county.
Than county. We're talking about Mahoning County.
Right. Districts encompass different counties. Correct?
Yes, but not just district. This district is all Mahoning County. But it doesn't include all.
Okay, I'm confused.
But it doesn't include all of Mahoning County.
Okay, I know that. I know that. But see, the thing is, the lady reported in the news that she was running for the 58th district.
Okay.
So it's not the 58th district. It's the 59th district.
Let me see. I'll look it up.
Well, you know what I find really amazing is that what district is the inner city here in Youngstown?
The 59th.
The 59th, predominantly
African-American
black, right? And they would rather vote for a white Democrat who was at the time indicted for a crime instead of vote for a black Republican.
Yeah.
Now, to me, does that make any sense to you?
Explain why
Trump,
that is?
Politics Trump race.
Yeah, see, but it's that very thing that doesn't get any blacks nominated by the Democratic Party to run.
It's the 58th, you're correct.
In Mahoning County, Diva. You see what I'm saying? Because
okay, I get that.
Your vote is not for sale.
I'm not gonna argue that point. There is a lot of work that needs to be done when it comes to African Americans in the Youngstown inner city area. Because I can't do anything about the whole entire country because I don't know everybody in the country, but I do know a good majority of people that live in Youngstown. I live there. I know what they think. I know how they think. Yes, they are blind loyalists to the Democratic Party, and that's how we get stuff that is coming out like what Beatrice is doing,
Diva,
what the Democratic
can I ask you
Party
a question?
Is doing.
Diva,
what
you
stuff
said,
did you
on.
Get?
What you said? That's how they get stuff. What do
stuff?
They get?
What, look at this. I'm sorry. I know Jeff liked the new mayor, but I have a problem with how that whole race panned out. I have a problem how they don't acknowledge our voices, how we feel when we're disgruntled. They don't care. They'll just give us the candidate that they want us to have.
So why would they hold a press conference last year? And not like some that went on, but never do anything. They never got anything, never do anything past it.
Because they are whipped back into shape.
Okay.
They don't know how
to stand on their own.
And who whips them back into shape?
Who's whipping them back into shape?
The Democratic Party in that area.
Is the Democratic Party, or are they doing it to themselves?
They're allowing it to be done to them. Because once they have a voice, they stand up and then they say, "No, no, no! You have no business speaking out against us." Okay, I'm sorry. And then they tuck their tails
well,
their legs.
Well, precisely, Diva. That's why we say what we say, and that's why we've been screaming these things over and over again, because it's asinine. It's asinine for the black people of Youngstown, Ohio, to put up with this BS that they've given every single time a black candidate gets in the race.
And you know what? You really cannot blame white Democrat leadership because they know that. So why should they change?
They're just capitalizing on what they already
know. Exactly.
We will have to force the change. And the only way we're going to be able to force that change
is if you have
a strong person.
And how do you force that change?
Because when you have a strong person that can stand up to a Dan Beatrice and not back down, regardless of the consequences, then other people will see that, and then they'll start to follow. When you have a When you have a weak so-called leader.
Diva, who's going to do that?
Diva, nobody has stood up to him. Nobody has stood up
to
the Democratic leadership
to him.
In this. That's what, and so why should he change?
Why should anything
it
change?
It didn't change from last summer. Listen, Diva.
I'm not arguing against what you guys are saying. There shouldn't be an argument or debate over it. We're agreeing on the same.
Who's got the kahunas to stand up?
Well,
I would have a better question.
How do you stand up?
Diva, you don't have any position.
Diva, how do you stand up?
I know I don't have any position, but I still have the cojones to stand up.
Right.
The question is, but you got to be in position to stand up.
But when you stand up and you don't back up your words with your vote, okay?
But that's
your
the thing. The people who do stand up, they sit back down once their chest.
Who stands up?
So when the voters are seeing that the people who are standing up, sitting back down, they think, oh, well, it wasn't really as bad as
there's nobody
said.
My point is, Diva, even if you do stand up and voice your opinion, if you do not back that up with your voting power, right, your voice is empty. Your voice is silent. And Dave Petras does not have to change, nor does anybody else. Society doesn't have to change.
You're confusing those who stand up and put on that mantle of leadership with those who are voting, because those who are voting are not standing up. They will uphold the people who are standing up. Once those people sit down,
if the people that stand up cannot influence the voters, then their voice is silent also.
I'm not going to
disagree.
The
only way you're going to do change in the Democratic Party, all right, is if you say we've had enough. We're not going to support this racism in this party, and if you don't change, we're going to vote for another candidate, maybe even a Republican, maybe even independent.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I completely agree with you on that.
But why isn't it happening? Why would you stand for this? Why? When they were repeatedly...
There was a systematic
brainwashing
done, and the media does a good job. And Republicans have to take responsibility as to why blacks are blind loyalists to the Democratic Party, especially in such a racist area and racist culture as the Democratic Party in Youngstown, Ohio.
Well, I've said that millions of times, but nobody's going to listen.
Well, nobody's going to listen. You know, a Democrat is not going to listen to a Republican. They're not.
Then you know what? Then tell them to stay in hell then.
Hold on. Let me say this.
I don't listen to Democrats.
Hold on. In a way, she is right, but you have to understand this is where foolishness comes in, because a broke clock is right twice a day. You don't have to follow the clock, but you know that the clock is wrong at 6 o'clock, and it's broken right there. So every day that you look at it and you know that it's 6 o'clock, you know that the clock is right.
They don't see that it's broken. Jeff, how many times have you seen
I am a Republican, but I will say this. There are some things that the Democrats do that I don't necessarily agree with all of it, but I can say, but you know what, they're right about that. And I can honestly say that.
Me too.
That's because you have not been brainwashed to think that there's nothing good about the Democrat Party. These people in Youngstown have been systematically brainwashed.
But Diva, some of them know better.
How they went about doing it.
Diva, some of them know better and have sold their own people out.
That's true.
See, this is my problem.
Well, the people that I come across, the people that I know, and they're very intelligent, but they have
been brainwashed. But I'm talking about leadership. I'm talking about leadership.
Okay.
I'm tired. I see, and this is my problem. I will not become a Democrat, but I will tell you that you have been so many people have been sold into slavery.
And you're right.
And the problem is they don't realize that they are slaves, and right now they're getting ready to get killed.
This is not just
in Mahoning County, but this is all over the country. There are things that are going on, and I got to take a break real quick, and I'm going to play a clip from one of my favorite actors. His name is Joe Morton. He plays on Scandal. And I am really, really upset that we are not really hearing, and no one is speaking out, and we are becoming – because, see, when black people fail, I fail with them. Because
– regardless of party.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether we like it or not, you know what? For some reason, we believe once we get our lifeboat and we're away from it, we're no longer black, and that's not true.
You have to realize, as a business person in this county, it doesn't behoove me to have a certain segment of the population always kept down.
And as a black person, I don't want to be the only black in the room all the time. That's not cool. I like going into a place and seeing total diversity and seeing people mingling and from all walks of life and all hues and all races and all colors. I'm tired of walking in the room and being the only one there. And we've got to learn how to do some things differently. But right now, we are being really abused by a party, and we don't understand it. And if our eyes are not opened by what happened on Saturday, shame on us.
And well, take your break so we can.
Okay, I'll be right back. Oh, I gotta go. Hold on. Let me go to this one then.
Glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you.
Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Youngstown State might still be looking for a new president, but in the meantime, it's adding leaders to its football team. A pair of assistant coaches have been hired. Reports say Michael Zordick is joining the Penguins as their safeties coach. He was with the team back in 2009, but resigned to go back to the NFL as an assistant in Philadelphia. Also, Louisville assistant coach Kenny Carter is expected to come on board. Four Valley residents are being recognized for their community service. Over the weekend, Barbara Copeland, Pamela Mahalik, Barbara Betzler, and Michael Wilson all received the Presidential Volunteer Service Award. It's given to citizens who care for the sick, elderly, and less fortunate. And Michelle Lepore Hagan is moving forward with her plans to represent the 58th District. She won the endorsement for the state seat that her husband currently holds. Lepore Hagan beat out Michael O'Hara, Cynthia McWilson, and Youngstown Councilwoman Janet Tarpley. She says she plans on campaigning door-to-door. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Saturday morning, the doorbell rings, and like many Americans, I answer it. I open the door, and there's this guy dressed in a banana suit holding a flute. Why me? I say to myself, why do these people always pick me? Then the guy hands me his card, A1 Banana Control. He says, you've got a banana problem, and I'm the answer. And I'm thinking, hey, pal, I'm the answer. You're the problem when a real live banana drops out of the light fixture and lands on its feet. Four little feet and hightails it right out the door. They sense my presence, this guy says to me.
Then he goes piping around the living room, scaring bananas literally out of every corner, opens up the piano, tra-la-la's it right up the stairs. The next thing I know, the banana man is being escorted down the stairs on the backs of hundreds of bananas. As they stampede by, he flips me the bill and yells back, "Remember, A1, we are bananas." Imagine that. You just did. You saw it on the radio.
Get your business noticed. Call 330-783-1000.
When you or a loved one faces a challenge, you need services that only a dedicated and heartfelt professional can provide. Caring Hearts of the Valley will help when family and friends are unable to provide the necessary care that you or your loved one truly needs. Caring Hearts of the Valley offers dependability, true peace of mind, and pure joy to make life easier and allow you to live it to the absolute fullest. Life care services range from companion care and hygiene assistance to 24/7 home care, as well as elder care, skilled nursing services, and more. Kid care from Caring Hearts of the Valley is compassionate, fully screened babysitter and nanny services, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Caring Hearts of the Valley, 6550 Seville Drive in Canfield, bringing more convenience, more dependability, and more peace of mind to you and your family. Call 330-531-6110. Online at valleycaringhearts.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook and share with your friends. Caring Hearts of the Valley. Touching lives, encouraging hearts.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, it's auto show time, and that means great deals on your favorite Ford vehicles. For a limited time, get a new Focus with up to $3,000 cash back. See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer for auto show specials, or visit drive1ohio.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Sometimes she's here, you can take a break. An air balloon like you've got to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
I think there's a bit of a disappointment. I mean, one of the things that he talked about was that, you know, everything would be out in the open. And I was really looking forward to that, that there would be less kind of behind closed doors. So that was a bit disappointing. But at the same time, you know, I have a 25-year-old son who's now on my, you know, health insurance, and that's because of President Obama.
I would be, you know, drummed out of the core of fans of Scandal if I didn't ask you about Jake Ballard and how long you're going to let him get away with taking over your job.
Not everybody is as happy with President Obama as they say they are. And there are a lot of people that are coming out nowadays and they're saying, you know, President Obama what he said and what he's done is not the same thing. And the Democrat Party hasn't held him to task. Well, transparency in government.
What he said in his books is exactly what he did.
No, but on his campaign trail.
Well, he lied.
He didn't. Everything he said.
On his campaign trail.
He didn't lie. He hasn't done his transparency.
Well, no.
But it's everything else he's done.
Gitmo's still opened. Oh, yeah.
Well, he can't close.
He's getting ready to
because he's sending them back home now.
He doesn't have that kind of power. He thought he had the power to do it, and he doesn't.
Yeah, I think he lied about that. What else did he lie about?
No. You got to understand. He doesn't have the power to do a lot of things that he says he does. But then look at minimum wage. He's changed it for federal employees on new contracts, but yet they've gone through this whole thing, and now Democrat governors are looking at how they can actually increase their minimum wage to 10-10. But President Obama is doing – he's fundamentally changing. I mean, you have to understand, he's doing a lot of stuff that he said he was going to do. You just don't like what he said he's going to do because nobody understood the word fundamental change.
Nope.
Because
no, I don't think anybody
in America.
That's what Karl Marx said.
That's what you.
Fundamental.
What did you say, Diva?
I don't think most people paid attention to him. I think they were enamored with the glitz and glamour
of his candidacy instead of paying attention to him. I paid attention to him. I didn't have a problem with what he was saying. I don't have a problem with what he's doing now. I have a problem with people who are do have a problem because
that's hilarious, though, because
putting,
you know what?
They were projecting something onto him.
This is what I'll tell you. You're the perfect example because you don't have pot or window. And anybody that does have a pot and a window gives a damn, and the people that don't give a damn. And that's what's wrong. He split this country down the center of the country, even when 61% of blacks don't regret their vote for him right now, which is remarkable.
But Diva, they regret their vote.
But they vote for him again.
But they won't take it back.
They can't take it back.
Jeff, listen to what I'm saying. When I say they won't take it back, they won't hold him accountable. And they have this conversation with you and I quietly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, quietly.
They have this conversation in the background. But as far as coming out and saying foul, they don't want the same thing to happen to them that happened to Tavis Smiley and Kanye Cornel West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, so when I say they won't take it back, they won't stand up publicly in one clear voice.
Yeah, I understand.
That's a problem.
Well, I agree. I agree.
You got 100 preachers in Detroit, Michigan, standing up right now against same-sex marriage this morning.
Oh, thank you.
But they won't change their vote.
Yeah.
They're now standing up?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help.
How you doing?
Mark. Hi. Hi. I said they are just now standing up?
Yes, ma'am.
That's a shame. I mean, I guess I should be grateful that they are, but I'm thinking that they should have a long time ago. But I was also just wanting to interject. I agree with Ben. He lied on the campaign trail. And if you recall, he said a lot of nasty, terrible things about President Bush and how Bush was unilaterally doing X, Y,
yes,
and Z and this, that, and the other with the government and infringing. And he's doing exactly everything he accused President Bush of doing, and he didn't change anything, nothing. I mean, I can remember people that were saying how Bush supposedly had all these friends that he was taking care of in the oil industry with the gas prices, and then look at it, especially black people. I'm thinking, okay, what, does Barack Obama have the same friends that Bush has? Because he sure as you know what did not do a doggone thing to help anybody regarding the gas prices. I mean, he came in to destroy the economy. He did, but he did lie on that campaign trail. I was just calling in to agree with Ben on that. He did. He lied.
Thank you.
So you think he lied?
I know he lied.
Wait, he didn't say anything.
Wait a minute.
Well, we can always go to tape.
I don't think. I get a DVR and show you where he did lie.
Ben, I need my room.
You need your room soon. No, honestly, no. I mean, go to tape. Look what he said during his first campaign.
What did he say?
Oh, the transparency.
The
one thing
everybody
lied
about.
Every act he said that would come across his desk, he would post to the internet.
For 2 days?
Yeah, well, days prior.
Three days before.
Okay.
Right.
The vote.
Before the vote, I have not seen one of those on the internet.
Even about
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
But that is true. That is true. He did say that.
Yeah.
He did that. He did say that. Didn't he say that? I heard him say that. Can we all
He said that. But, Tracy, if we're going to be honest, after Republican, how come Republican did the stupid meeting in a restaurant that they all put in a court that said they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that nothing doesn't go through? Ask the Republican about
that.
That's
not what
that.
I said.
That's a fact.
That's
I will have to
concede that his
administration was going to be more transparent, and especially with this international trade agreement that he's trying to push through, there's no transparency in that. So, yes, I will concede that, he lied in that. But also understand politics. Politicians say one thing, and they'll do another. That's whether you're Republican or Democrat.
But my question is, hold on, but the question is, why do we accept
the person?
He's in office. What are we going to do?
Republican,
you can't impeach
him
because he didn't uphold his campaign promise.
No, he wouldn't be accountable, because I'm bringing a fact, Tracy. I'm bringing a fact that it is a fact, and Republican doesn't want to say anything about that.
Stanley,
that's a fact.
Hold on. The Republicans did not say that.
Yes, they did.
Can I stop, Stanley? Who said it? Whose words said it? Which Republican
there
said
was
it?
Like, there was a meeting in a restaurant that the top Republican did. They said, we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that nothing goes through.
And it was I believe who was the minority whip when Nancy Pelosi was speaker? Was that Boehner?
No. Yeah.
The minority
whip, I believe at that time was Eric.
Was that Boehner?
I believe it was Eric Cantor was the whip.
Okay, because whoever said it,
I don't think
Boehner was the minority leader, and I believe Eric Cantor was the whip.
Okay,
I'm not quite sure who was the minority leader, but I'm just saying that there was because remember, President they had this luncheon, and President Obama came in and said elections have consequences, and he shut John McCain down, and he did that in the first meeting that he ever met with Republicans and with the Republican House.
Yes, he was the whip.
Is that the dinner that Stanley's talking about? I believe so. Yeah, that was President Barack Obama who said that, which is illegal and wrong. Again, it goes back to how he lied on the campaign trail because he tried to act as if George Bush was a dictator. But we are now sitting with a dictator as our president.
How can we be sitting with a dictator when he's trying to propose some stuff and Republicans are saying, no, we're not going through that?
Stanley, look at this.
Stanley, you went on vacation for a minute, and when you came back, you said about health care, you said, you know what, you guys were right. Did you not say that?
I was right about that, but I'm not going to go
against
that. We're not going to act like Republicans with kumbaya also.
Stanley, listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying that everything that Republicans do is all right. But what I'm saying to you is... But what I am saying to you, that the bills and the laws that they're talking about, that they're trying to stop President Barack Obama from actually putting into law, if you think Obamacare is a bad law, if you give him carte blanche, I promise you, you'll hate Republicans, Democrats, and you will no longer see America the way you see it today.
They'll be mad at Republicans, like, why didn't you stop whatever?
Why didn't you do something about it?
Some people are feeling like that now.
If you look
now
at the debt crisis.
Now that they pay the prices that they're paying for the Affordable Health Care Act.
Which Democrats are you guys talking to? And can you please put them on your show so I can hear this from them firsthand?
Who? President Obama?
I mean, you guys are saying that all these Democrats are now deflecting and they're having a problem with this and that.
No, Diva, they're not deflecting. You have to understand.
They're not deflecting either.
They're not doing either. What they're doing is they're trying to get some things done, but they have no power to do so, and so they sit in the shadows and shut up.
Aren't there Democrats, like in Arkansas, Louisiana, the ones that are saying they don't even want the president to come out and help them trying to get in office? I'm just trying to figure out, Tracy, who? Hold on.
Your media will not put them up on the front. You can't go to a camera. Let me rephrase. Let me give me a little bit of media education in the White House. And in DuPont Circle, you think that anybody can go to a television camera and start speaking? You have to be invited to the interview, and the media only invites who they want to.
Fox News would love to invite these Democrats.
Pardon me, Diva?
I'm pretty sure Fox News would love to have these Democrats who are against.
No, Diva, they don't. No. And it's not about Fox News. It's not that they would love to do this. And this is not about them actually defecting from the Democrat Party. But there are things out there right now that they are not happy with. But if they want to keep their seat, because if you go against the struggle, if you go against the power structure, then you will not have a job next year.
All right.
Well, how do you know that there are people who are actually feeling this way?
Oh, because they say it offline. They just don't say it publicly with a massive.
How do you hear it? How are you able to hear this stuff?
That's my business.
And Tracy, if you're able to hear
this, I'm just saying.
That,
I mean, I'm getting it third party, so it's very.
This is not a court of law. But trust me when I say,
Tracy,
this. You have. I mean, and don't get me wrong. They're not going to leave the Democrat Party because of their disagreement. But what they're trying to do, they're trying to distance themselves from the president for re-election. Because a lot of people are not happy with what has happened in Washington, D.C., and they're afraid that they're going to lose their congressional seats this upcoming fall.
And they have shown some of that on Fox News, because I saw, I can't think of where it was, they had two or three Democratic candidates that were just, they had like a town hall meeting, and their people were just questioning them about the Affordable Health Care Act, and they didn't want to answer it, and they passed the mic on. I can't think of where that was at. Oh, I can't think of what state it was. But I know West Virginia has already always had a problem. They kind of spoke up. Arkansas, I heard, is one. I think North Carolina, Louisiana. You hear, what's her name, Mary Landrieu. She will periodically get it in.
Here's the thing. Here's the issue that
Oklahoma.
I have with this whole thing is that we all know Democrats do not really vote in midterm elections. We just don't, okay?
That's not
so
true.
So people can't be strong Democrats. Strong liberal Democrats during a midterm election and thinking that they're going to keep their seat. So, of course, they're going to walk back a little bit. Of course, they're going to distance themselves a little bit. But come 2016, it's going to be all kumbaya, love the president, blah, 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 blah. It's politics.
Diva, we can't blame everything on that word. The reason why we blame everything on politics is because we use it as a scapegoat. And listen to what I'm saying. That scapegoat, you have to understand, that scapegoat is get ready to come back and kick you. A goat will kick you and kick you hard. And we need to understand these people are getting ready to ruin our lives. Not just American, just not Republican, but Democrat and Republican and American lives. They are treading upon the Constitution so bad that we will not even know what it means. It'll just be a piece of paper that it used to be that way.
Y'all got to give me specifics. Y'all can't just throw words out.
Have you read about the FCC?
Yes, I read about that.
Do you like that?
No, I don't. But I don't see a law saying it.
Use the example of Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care. Look at what President Obama is doing by changing, for example, they made the people sign into law certain particulars for Obamacare. Now he's coming back and he's changing things. He doesn't have a position as a legislator to do that.
I'm confused. I'm confused.
Because once it goes into law, you have to go by the law that is written. You can't go by.
Not true. The executive power has such things as executive orders to where they can implement the law, enact the law, not necessarily as they see fit, but it does give them a broader range of how they go about.
But Diva, he's changing law.
How he is doing it is totally illegal.
No, it's not. Congress never.
It is illegal, Diva.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Go read it.
Oh, wait. I can have this conversation.
You've got to understand the balance of government between those three are supposed to be equal in power.
Right.
And we have allowed the presidency to supersede the equality of the three.
Hold on, Stanley.
Let me finish. It did not just start with President Obama. It started back with Johnson and has been moving forward ever since then.
Well, I think it started back a little bit earlier than that. Well, I mean, during the First World War, and I'm not saying it was a bad thing either.
But let me say this. But right now, it is what you call abuse of power.
Okay. But, Tracy, the problem that I'm hearing from you, and I'm going to go again to this again, when Republican, you had the power, because I heard the lady saying, Obama's doing this, Obama's doing that. What did you – and I remember one time you told that. What are you doing, you guys? You didn't do nothing. Let's take Obama off the air for 2 seconds and look at you guys. What have you been doing with the health care? Nothing. You had no problem with insurance company.
I am trying to stay healthy.
Wait, let me finish. Ma'am, let me just finish.
Let me just finish.
Because
go ahead.
You could say those things, but nothing has been done. It's the first time I'm hearing a Republican say something. Because when we were saying to you we have a problem, there was nothing being done. Nothing.
It's not true.
Wait a minute.
That's a
Wait,
fact.
Are you
Nothing
saying
Ryan
we personally
plan,
can do, or are you saying the Republican Party or what?
The Republican.
Ignored.
When you had the power as a Republican, you
Stanley,
did nothing.
Stanley, Ryan, a prominent Republican, I believe, was in the House, correct? Put together a health care plan that was totally ignored, wasn't even looked at.
Before
by
that,
the,
I'm taking
by
it
the
before
Democratic
Obama.
Party.
I'm going
about
That's
Obama.
What he's telling you,
when you
Stanley?
Had total power. Did you do something?
Listen,
no, you didn't.
Listen. I will attest to this with you. I don't believe they did enough, or were they forceful enough to push it forward. But don't get me
Thank
wrong;
you.
I didn't like their plan. I didn't like their plan either.
Can I say this though? I'll say this. George Bush's presidency was immediately destroyed because of 9/11, and he balanced out. You can oh boy all the hell you want to, but the thing is you don't know what you're talking about. You
well,
cannot
no,
do
I'm
that. You have to pay
Bush.
Attention to
Jeff,
what happened. Either it happened
Jeff,
or
I'm not
it
even
did.
Going with Judge
and
George Bush.
Destroyed your economy.
Go ahead.
I'll be right back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Can we talk, Tracy?
And tied to more than 80,000 murders in their country.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 139 points. This is ABC News.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability? How about low libido or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to get relief from these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambren can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other...
Hello?
Hello,
Jim.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Stanley, you wanted to say something else?
Yeah, I wanted to say something else. It's very fine. You don't like what Obama's doing and everything, but you can't go against the person of him saying we need to do something. Because when Republican had power with George Bush, when Republican had power with George Bush Sr., when Republican had power with Reagan, nothing was done. And that's
I
the
agree.
If
Let's
if
not
you
forget they
done
had
something,
power under Clinton, too, for a while as well.
Yeah.
Because they held houses.
Yeah. And he's the only one that said, I need to do something.
No,
and you're
he's not the
fine.
Only one. If you recall, I think the first time they tried to do something with health care, wasn't that under Franklin Delano Roosevelt? I mean, this isn't nothing new that he's done. And when I say that I oppose what I see that's happening or what's already in law right now, it's not that I am not saying. Hear what I'm not saying. I am not saying that we had a problem with what we pay for health care. I'm not disputing that at all. I agree that there are some things that should have been done. I don't like how this was forced upon us in the manner that it was done.
Right.
And
here's
I personally think that they used Barack Obama, and he willfully, to do what they did. I
Wait
think
a minute.
It's designed to destroy our economy.
The only people who are saying this is forced upon us are Republicans. This man has said on the campaign trail time and time again that he was in favor of some type of universal health care.
Right.
So
and I
if,
was in favor.
And we voted for him. And we put him in office.
You,
not
the
once,
reason
but
why
twice.
I say
so
forced upon
So who is it that
you?
It was forced upon? Republicans were in a minority.
Let me
after
tell
the
you
election.
Why I say forced.
As
Can
a,
I
so
say
you
this?
Guys can't say he forced it upon us because
yeah,
that's the
no,
result
no. Th-
of the election.
Let me say why I say forced upon you. You didn't have a clue what was in the health care. So you all went and you voted on the hope and change, and I understand. People moved in that direction not even knowing what hope and change meant.
Do you really
well,
know? First off, I'm reading his book, The Audacity of Hope, so I clearly understand what he meant by hope and change. You guys don't like him. You don't like nothing he stands for. So, yes, you're going to reinvent
what he meant
by that in your head. I know
something
he
does stand for, and I'm against it. So I didn't vote
exactly.
for it.
You,
so
you
did.
You,
that's fine.
But you, and you are against it.
He feels. in your head because you are systematically so opposed to him. You don't want to hear nothing he has to say. I get that.
I hear what he says. I don't like it, and I'm against it.
Okay,
but do you understand?
What does hope and change mean for you? He said hope and change. What did that mean for you? What did you feel he meant by that?
I felt he meant, this is what I felt. I felt that he realized that he was working with a proletariat, which most people felt that a proletariat were, if you understand the true word of that, and understanding like the capitalist or ideology that was emphasized back in Europe, when they talked about a proletariat was a negative word, and it almost meant what the N-word means here to most of us here in the United States. And it was a group of people who had absolutely no knowledge of whatever, and you can sway them to vote as you wanted them to. And he put some key words out there, hope and change, and he dangled that before them like the carrot before the horse, so to speak, and he swayed people to get behind them because they realized that you get numbers of people to vote for you, and if you lock yourself into the position of being in authority or power or whatever, you can do whatever the hell you want to do. That's what he meant by hope and change. Now, let me clarify this. What you think hope and change meant is totally different. You thought
that
somebody was coming in.
Wait, Diva, let me try this. Diva, let me try this real quick before
you don't come back.
Let me try.
I read his book, The Audacity of Hope, okay? His version of hope and change, where I think President Obama was a naive in as Kennedy Obama, is bridging the gap between Democrat and Republican. And
why did you think naive? Why did you just say naive there?
Because we are so divided in our politics, it's going to take more than one man to fix that. But he felt in his dealings with Republicans, as far as the Harvard Law Review and in his congressional seat, his Senate seat and his state Senate seat, he had a good relationship with pro-Republicans. And he felt that he could take that and change it as president. That's what he meant by hope and change.
Tell me something. You stated he felt this hope and change. What was the hope and change?
The hope and change was the hope in American freedom, American idealism, regardless of what party that you believe in. No matter what, we can change things as a people. That's what he meant. Anything divided along racial lines, political lines, that we as people could come together and make common sense of our laws, of our policies in our society, and bridge the gap and create change. That's what he
changed,
meant.
Though, because everything that has been perpetuated.
We are so divided. That's what he was trying to change.
And that's the thing that you don't understand.
Look at this. The hope and change divided on what? They were divided about sin.
Diva, let me try something, weren't they? Okay.
He's using people to agree to sin, right?
He has them
embracing poverty.
But that's true, because when you
poverty
get in the lines of sin, now you're dividing
curse.
People along the lines of religion.
Now you're
getting people divide along the lines of religion, and it
what
shouldn't be about that.
It's about,
I agree that sin is sin, but I
sin
can also
sin.
Tolerate
so
that there are people who
a group of
believe
people
as
on
I believe
sin.
To live in this society, so I'm not going to create laws that will divide us along that.
Okay, so he did. He said, let's unite you on sin. First, he has you embrace poverty, which is a curse.
Go ahead, Stanley.
He lets you believe that everybody is helpless and poor. He's separating people by saying there's this 1% or there's these 99%.
That
doesn't seem like unity.
That's not unity.
You're calling somebody responsible for taking care of somebody else's sin or curses or illness, that's not unity.
Diva, can I try something?
And where's the other unity? He's forcing me to come in and he says I'm not going to defend marriage?
We don't see eye to eye when it comes to health care. I believe in universal health care.
I
Why?
Do. And a lot of Democrats.
Why?
Because I do. Because I see other countries having it. Because I don't think that you should practice having profit the reason for you practicing saving somebody's life.
Okay,
because
Stanley,
when
you said other countries have it, then why
do
they come here to the United States, those who are wealthy, to get well?
That has nothing to do why they come here. That has
yes,
nothing
it does,
because
you said
no,
that you believe in
because
their
universal
health care.
They don't come here because they have to pay for our health care. They come here because we have the best health care system in the world.
Why?
But
exactly.
Our own citizens partake in that system because it's based on your income. If you're poor, you're not going to get good quality health care.
If
you're rich, you're going to get it.
And it exists elsewhere. Why do they come here? Because
First of all, many of them don't come here, and many of them are not impressed by our health care.
You know what? Many can't come because they don't have the money, but those who are wealthy do.
Let me finish.
Exactly. You
hit
the nail on the head. Our health care system is about how much money you have, and if you don't have it, you can
vote.
Now he's putting us in that predicament where we're going to be like the other people elsewhere.
No, they're not.
Well,
no, this is the catalyst that will open the door for universal health care.
Yeah.
And
that's
what is it doing? Have you gone to the doctor lately? Or you
I'm on government health care. I have Medicaid.
Okay, so then you're not seeing the real true effect. You're going to feel it in the cost of your food like by next week.
As a Christian, I can't be looking at my dollars because more people are going to be able to
pay. But you're looking at your dollars when you vote.
Can't be looking at my pocket on the fact that more people can partake in our health care system and not have to worry about the cost of it. That makes no sense.
Thing. If you don't
whether or not it should be free for our citizens because we're worried about food prices going up, we're worried about everything else increasing. I mean,
that's
as a Christian,
you
would think that that would be,
if
you know what, as long as it
anything
stays combined.
What do you have to say?
Let me try something.
Going to destroy everybody else, send them to hell?
Can I ask you a question?
Let me ask you a question. You said you're a Christian.
Are you going to be poor and sick?
You to
what do you mean poor and sick?
What does
providing people with health care that can't afford it? Now,
what kind
what
of health care are they getting? Have you seen the health care?
Can I ask you?
You can work. You can go to school. You can get education.
He has it designed that if you have a certain stage of cancer, don't even waste the money to treat it.
That doesn't make any sense.
Don't even treat it.
Diva, you should have went back to school, got better skills so you can pull yourself up by your stockings. And that way you wouldn't be on the government's dole.
It's not even about that. It's like you don't embrace those things.
Thank you very much.
Things happen to people.
And I'm glad for those type of services for people who get sick and who can no longer work while they're trying to treat it.
I'm glad, too, that there's somebody that can
help.
But you don't force people to do certain things. The Bible even tells you. God says he doesn't want
you
to give anything to him unless
you
give
him
a miracle
gift. Even the Bible. You're talking
about a fortune. You can say whatever you want with the Bible.
I said that because, no, I'm not saying what I want. I said what God says. He wants a cheerful giver. That means you don't force anybody to give.
Diva, can I ask you a question?
If you believe that you should have an abortion, you should pay for it. Don't force me to pay for it.
Hello?
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Ma'am.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not.
They do.
You're in the United States. You cannot get an abortion with government dollars.
Yes, you can.
Planned Parenthood cannot use government dollars to fund abortions.
Yes, you can.
No, they cannot.
No, you can't.
Yes,
you
can.
Can't.
And no, you can't.
Said,
I know plenty of women
government
get more
go
money
away.
Than
hey,
you can. Come on, hey. Fucking. I know what I'm talking about.
Hey,
you can't get one.
To slap me, to beat me up, to hit me in the head.
There
I don't
are government
monies
to help you pay for an abortion.
No, there is
no,
not.
No, you can.
There
yes,
is not.
Can.
The Hyde Amendment forbids it.
Yes,
you, know
you can.
Okay.
All right, Mrs. Green, you can't.
Go to Planned Parenthood and tell them you're
you
ready to abort your
can't.
Child and you don't have
you
any
can't.
Money
you
and
can't.
See what happens.
There's monies out there. Remember, President Bush took it out and President Obama put it back in.
No, that was something completely different.
That was for foreign aid.
You
no, that was
can't
for aid,
get an abortion
you get,
if you
for,
don't
for
have
no,
money.
You,
absolutely.
Tell them that
but
you
I
want to abort
get
your health child.
I have no money.
I've never been able to, I've never known a female to be able to get an abortion. I've known plenty of females that got abortions, and they had to come up with that $400
$800
out of their own pocket. There
you
is
think
no
they,
grant.
You think it's
for
only $100 for an abortion?
There's no government grant. For abortion.
I've asked you a question. Do you think it's only about $50 or $100 for an abortion?
No, I know how much it costs. It depends on if you're in your first trimester, you're going to pay about $425 out of pocket.
Like
if you're in your second trimester, you're going to pay more. If you're in your third trimester, you're going to pay more.
And you don't think
no,
somebody's going to help
no,
you
and
pay
there's
for
no
an abortion?
Government, there's no government grant to help the poor woman pay for her abortion.
Guess what, guys? I'm going to jump in here really quick. Did you
but
get anybody watch the NAACP,
is it true?
The Image Award just over the weekend?
I refuse.
I wanted to see Aretha Franklin sing. That's the only part I was interested
in. Let me say this. We really need to do some. I looked at all the money in that room and how much money it cost to put that on.
Uh-huh.
And how much money they spent on gowns and getting there and the money that was spent. And, you know, we talk about politics a lot. There are colleges going under. There
mm-hmm.
are programs that need to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not funding and or are we supporting. But yet when we put the things on like that on and then Oprah Winfrey gets up there and she says she wanted to give Nelson Mandela a gift, so she put $40 million into a school. And I know, and then I saw with Forrest Whitaker, and he's over in Africa doing a lot of things over there. But I look in my own community, and actually there was a posting on Facebook that said my community was one of the eight worst places to live in the country, and they actually put it up against where the Olympics at this year?
Sochi, Russia.
I'm talking about just misplaced priority inside of what we do, and I don't think we understand that.
Well, in all honesty, a private person cannot give money to a public institution, especially public schools. Now it's different at the college level. And
but
expect
that's
for that to go
choice.
The way you want.
But that's good. But see, school choice, which means I no longer have to put my child, but I can put together a private school and allow children to come in and teach them what they need to know.
Well, I'm for school choice, but I don't blame people for not people with money. I wouldn't give money to a public school. I'd give it to a private school, but not public schools.
Don't forget why Oprah did that too. She interviewed those children in America, and she interviewed the children in Africa, and the ones in Africa said that they wanted to go to school so that they could grow up to buy, games and this, that, and the other. And the ones in Africa were totally different. They wanted to change the world. They wanted to get rid of poverty for their families and their people and their friends and et cetera, et cetera. And thus you had her build that school over
so
there.
So my question
Africa.
To you. So my question is, who really needed to have the mindset change?
Inner city.
America. Our children.
Yes.
Because right now, if you say that you want to buy games and get money to have bling and to be like Beyonce and Jay-Z, then what you promote.
Right.
And these people know that what they want to do. Who really needs a major intervention? Because right now, when you look at our young people, they really need an intervention. Divinely. And their parents.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
And we are sitting here with misplaced priorities. Even politically, you look at the President of the United States, and he comes up with all this hot air but no action. You look at all of your Congress and your Republican Democrats, and you wonder why. The reason why they are enslaved is because no one has taught them anything, and so they have no critical thinking. And if you cannot critically think, you cannot go anywhere. Because you need to know that 1 plus 1 equals 2, and to critically think if they tell you that it equals 3, not just go along with it.
Well, you know, what I just finally came to realize listening to these discussions, that those that voted for Obama believe earnestly in their heart that those that didn't vote for Obama is supposed to rally around Obama's flag and go along with whatever he wants.
And
they think that the ideas that divided the two, those that lost the election and Obama won, those that lost should put their ideas aside and take on the ideas of the Obama night.
And
that
I'm not
going to
do that. And I'm not going to do that.
Hey, Eric, how you doing today?
All right, how you doing?
I'm good.
I mean, I look at it like this. If you want to pay more to help the poor and downtrodden, then pay more. Don't force everybody else to do that.
Right.
The IRS takes donations.
Right. Be sure to. Correct.
By the same token, don't act like when we have people or the bankruptcy, number one thing of bankruptcy is health care. Don't act like it's nothing.
Okay. But it is nothing when you, but see, we need to be honest here. Honesty is a good place. We need to understand that there are a lot of people who have abused the system so much that people that need it can't get to it.
Thank you.
And when we tell you about affordable health care is access through tort reform and through and deregulation so that insurance can actually cross state lines, and those two things right there, and if you want to have
be competitive then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you also want to have medical savings accounts, that's fine, well, and good. But if you think what they did, and I've got to go back to, because this just has blown my mind. You have, people think they have insurance. They have a major premium. They have an insurance card, but they haven't met their $5,000 deductible.
Yes.
If you have a $5,000 deductible, you don't have insurance.
And can I speak from experience here? I had coverage, and it was costing me $300 and some per month,
uh-huh.
which is high, don't get me wrong, but it was affordable,
uh-huh.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Along comes Obamacare. My insurance company drops me.
Uh-huh.
I go on the website, and, of course, I've got a hardship that you can claim on the website.
Uh-huh.
With a hardship, my insurance goes up to almost $800, $700 a month. I can't afford that. So, no, I'm uninsured, okay? But I know somebody, okay, personally, drug user, sits around, does nothing, and he's able to get health care for $26 a month now.
No pot or window, right?
And let me say this.
No pot in the window.
Because as long as you have a pot and a window, I'm going to come and get it, and you can't have anything.
No, I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve health care.
No,
I'm saying that I'm a hardworking citizen, I pay my taxes, and I also employ people. Don't you think I deserve health care, too?
No.
Right.
Why are you guys against a universal system then? Like single
because of what you just said, why are you guys against a single payer system? Because the reason why I'm not for a single payer system, if you go to any nationalized healthcare system around the globe, you will find out that it is very, very skewed toward those that have wealth.
And let me tell you this. The Cleveland Clinic, who I used to go up there for my neurology, has canceled my appointment because I don't have insurance, because I can't afford it.
Right.
So now health care is not only unaffordable for me, it's not available for me.
Mm-mm.
Yet my friend, who's a pot smoker, all right, and doesn't have a job, and quite an alcoholic, he's got it for $26 a month.
How much is it?
And that's the one thing that frustrates
me the most. I don't know. I don't think he knows. But I just don't see where that is fair. Where in America is that fair?
It's not fair. America is
not fair.
The problem is that the law is bad.
Yes. But, you know,
it's not fair. It's not fair because you have Democrats who are skewed thinking that only the poor are suffering, and then you have Republicans who are afraid of socialized medicine regardless of whether it looks something like socialism or it makes common sense that someone like you, Ben, should, as a taxpayer, should be able to get health care. I don't care. Affordable,
Diva.
Forget it. Just get health care. You shouldn't have to worry about the cost of it.
Let me go back to our original
comment. Why did he pass the law knowing this would happen?
Because he didn't care.
I never passed the law. But I'm not going to just sit there and...
But here's the thing. Nobody read the law before they passed it.
And remember that?
And that's what I was trying to get to earlier.
Did I tell you guys when this first came out, what did I say? I said they're doing this and they're doing it this way because this is going to be so egregious, it's going to get people so mad that they're going to be like, you know what? We want universal single payer. That's all this was for them.
But Diva,
the people
issue
what they
is
want.
Nationalized,
socialized
nationalized
medicine.
Healthcare
is
going to
get them
good.
Something
yeah.
along the lines of what they want. They want to stick in this capitalism, and they want to pay for it. Okay, then we're going to do this. We're going to pass our health. We're going to pass our reforms that's going to drive the price up. They knew it was going to drive the price up. But give them what they want, and then they'll see that what they want was not what they actually getting.
Diva,
it's so bad that we're going to have to pass single payer. Everybody's going to be in favor by that by the end of this, when it's all said and done.
So basically, Diva, you're telling us that Obama lied.
I'm not saying that he lied. He gave you guys what you wanted. You did not want socialized single payer health care.
No, I did not want this.
He kept it market-based.
They did not want it.
They didn't want
it.
You
guys wanted market-based health care.
He said your insurance company could not drop
it. So you're telling me I wanted to pay $55 more?
Yeah. My insurance company dropped me because I'm a diabetic.
South Carolina, he's screaming because he paid $78 more a month.
I had to pay over $300 more.
And so we
have to pay more, and then do you get the new one? You can't go visit your doctor and have two things done unless you're willing to foot the bill for everything. That just happened to me like this past week. I went to the doctor 2 weeks ago. I was afraid I had pink eye. Thank God I didn't. Longer story shorter, I knew that I needed to go in to get do my annual, wellness, fitness, whatever. And my doctor told me because of the new Affordable Health Care Act,
he was not allowed.
He told me this. I can do it if I'm willing to pay for everything.
Yeah,
he said
you have to schedule a separate appointment.
You
they will
to
no longer
schedule.
Do two different services if Diva, you did not schedule
Diva,
an appointment.
Diva, let her finish, sweetie.
I would have to come back, that's true, and talk and schedule a wellness fitness appointment. And he admonished me. He said, now, when you come back, you can't tell me anything hurts. I can't deal with anything regarding pain. It has to be solely, specifically, wellness, fitness. I can only really advise you on certain things that you need to do, and then we can do X, Y, and Z, and you'll get those things
paid for. I got a question for you. What if you got a job?
And that was my first thing. I said, so the government thinks I got all this free time to go to and fro to the doctor's office. Ridiculous.
But the reason why they did that is because there was abuses in the system. I worked for a doctor who abused the system and tried to take advantage of insurance and the government insurance. They did that. Was it perfect? No. But the only advice I can give you is when you call the doctor and say, I'm not feeling well. I don't know what's going on. I'm feeling well. Because then they can do a complete workup. So now
he told me
I got to play games now.
Really? And they told me certain things aren't permitted unless you have certain diagnoses. For example, like if you want to check the inflammation, what is that, the CRP or something, creatine, something it is, protein in your blood, you must have they can't do that. As far as a wellness thing, you have to have another diagnosis first. But they can do it if you're willing to pay for it.
Thank you, Obama.
And then with the cost of gas, and I got to make appointments to and fro, and if you work, I mean, how much money is that out of my pocket? And then I have several friends who said, like Ben, Their deductible was $5,000.
That's not even going to change.
Plus, you have, your, make people
plus
angry.
You have your premium every month.
Mm-hmm.
Not $5,000.
Right.
No, you got it. What did you say, South Carolina?
Mine went to $2,500. From $500 to $2,500 a month. So
that's not insurance.
My policy that's the deductible. And so what's not being said is people are getting these gigantic deductibles now.
Yes, they are.
Plus they're having an increase in policy. What you need to do is add a total amount of increase on your deductible plus the monthly that you're paying, and that's your total policy. That's how much you went up.
So I have a question for you.
I
have a question for you guys. You guys are taxpayers. Okay, I'm not working right now, so I'm not paying taxes, but you guys are taxpayers. Your taxes are going to pay for other people's health care. Wouldn't you want your taxes to go to pay for your own health care, too? I mean, it makes no sense that...
But Diva, but my taxes are going up, too.
Diva, I would rather not pay taxes and pay my health care. I was able to afford it at that time. I would rather pay $300 a month. I cannot pay $700 a month. What don't you understand?
I mean, you're missing the point.
I am uninsured.
People that were doing fine
or getting
are now... they can't get things done, and everything is mandated on them, and that which they had they no longer have, and the coverage that they thought they had they no longer have.
I mean, I am not permitted by law to go to the Cleveland Clinic under Obamacare. Now, how sick is that?
That's hope and change, guys. That's hope and change.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think it'd be easier to get rid of Obama than it would be get rid of Obamacare, to be honest with you.
No,
but that's another story. That's how I really feel. That's how I really feel.
This is not Obama.
That's open change. That's open change.
This is not Obama, because remember, Nancy Pelosi drove the train. Obama just signed it after they got into the station. So let's not really just put everything on his lap.
No. Nancy Pelosi needs to go too.
Let me say this. And
yes,
all the other Democrats signed on to it blindly. Who in the world passes a piece of landmark legislation and never reads even the cover page of it?
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're trying to kill me. They're denying me health care. They're trying
to
kill me.
I think they naively thought, because it was an insurance bill, that the insurance companies
Diva, listen. When I was on the school board, I was supposed to read the legislation and the policy before I voted for it.
There was nothing in there that mandated for insurance companies to raise their prices. There's nothing.
This is what I'm saying. If you actually read the bill, you would have been able to make changes.
I read the bill.
And
there's nothing in there that says that.
Diva, you are supposed to read it, ask questions, send it back, make changes as you do with anything else, whether it be the bylaws of your church or whether it be what goes on at the Board of Elections. I'll ask them, well, what goes on with this? I want you to send me a packet before we start changing things.
Not any language in there that says the insurance companies are for...
That regulates insurance companies from not raising the prices, which is correct.
Why would insurance companies complain about raising their prices?
Because inside of the legislation, there is no insurance reform.
Now, I'll ask you a question then, anybody. Then why the hell did they call it the Affordable Care Act?
Because it sounded good.
Why would the insurance companies complain? Why would the insurance companies complain about raising their prices, knowing they're going to make more money? That's just
right. Yeah, I mean, they're the ones that wrote the bill.
Thank you.
And there was nothing in there to stop them from what they were doing.
Yes.
If you're telling me I can charge more for my products, I'm not going to say, no, don't do that. I'm going to say, yeah, bring it on, baby.
Well, they created this mess. Go ahead.
They're getting ready to legislate. They went along with it, but I think they're starting to see the writing on the wall. Single payer folks eliminates the insurance industry. Period.
Mm-hmm.
It gets rid of it because the government pays for everything.
And then the government then dictates how you live. Back to the dictatorship I was talking about earlier.
And then you have what you have, and Diva was right about that, but then you have the another erosion to the Constitution that's written on the wall that you no longer have freedom. Because he who controls your health care controls you.
But Tracy, we could say the same thing, coming back to what the woman's saying. If we leave it like it was, your health care insurance would dictating how you would live, too, period.
No, they won't.
Yes, they would.
You don't have to stay with your insurance company, and you didn't have
to. Okay.
Will you listen, Stanley, please? Just listen. You wouldn't then have to buy the insurance if you didn't want to live by those dictates.
Right.
You had the freedom
had
to go
choice.
Someplace else.
You had choice.
But
I had choice.
Yeah,
what
you
choice
don't
have
that
have?
Choice
what
now.
I had choices
choice
before if I wanted Blue Cross Blue Shield or another Aetna or whatever. I had that choice.
Yeah.
I don't have that anymore, Stanley.
Yeah, what he meant to say, here's the thing, guys. What Obama should have said was, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor if you can afford to keep your doctor, period.
That's what
and
he
should have
said.
Yeah,
that's what he should have said.
Yes, yes.
If you're
I cannot
well,
go see my doctor.
He was answering had nothing to do with insurance companies dropping people. They didn't. First, they didn't think this was going to happen. Secondly,
She lied.
I understand. She thinks that his intentions were good, so therefore he couldn't do any wrong. And this, like I heard somebody say, oh, I think the insurance companies sabotaged Barack Obama. There were supposed to be more jobs. I said, where did you get that information from? And this is somebody I know that works in Cleveland Clinic, so I'm not going to leave it right there. But anyway,
right.
Shock.
Yeah, well, they just laid off 5,000 people not that long ago.
And that was the thing that they were so bothered about, because I said, boy, you know, you all lost, what was it, 3,000 in October?
3,000.
Yeah. Right. And they were like, and they were saying, that's what they were saying. They were kind of dumbfounded because they thought this was supposed to be creating new jobs.
Well,
I said,
listen,
the only jobs I knew was for the IRS.
Cheryl, when they make it illegal for me to see my doctor up at the Cleveland Clinic, they no longer need – I mean, I'm just one person. How many other people? Enough that they can lay off 3,500 people? That's amazing.
Right.
Think about it.
Right.
Think about it. I mean, Diva, think about it.
Yes, South Carolina.
My question is this, okay, and this is the thing that bugs me. I'm a male, okay, and – I have actually had a vasectomy, okay?
That's
now,
TMI. Okay.
TMI, but I'm going to make the point. My wife can no longer have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to pay for reproductive services and she has to pay for reproductive services?
Because
you've been paying long before Obamacare came,
Diva,
because
Diva,
your premiums
Diva.
We're not
no, it wasn't.
Out
no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't, Diva.
No, that was
okay.
not the case.
She
can drink the Kool-Aid, can she?
Wait, she oh, maybe she got
that's
it down.
Not good.
She's making it.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid. Yours is red and mine is blue.
But
no,
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 Diva,
no. Yours is foolish.
Crap.
And it's stupid.
That's awkward. Democrat, right?
This is not about partisan politics. This is just about policy. This
right.
is just plainly just about policy, something that's written. And I just want you to go back to the mindset of the people who actually just passed the bill. Do you really understand what they did? See, when you get back, the way this is supposed to work, you have drafts of a piece of legislation, a piece of a bill that is written by your staffers that you have paid an exorbitant amount of money to write. That you think they're writing, they're not writing it. So they have these lawyers, and they go and write these bills based upon this plan that somebody comes up in their head. They come and they distribute to all the congressmen, and they're supposed to actually take notes and ask questions and send it back in committee.
Yes.
In this committee, they're going to say, well, listen, what about the insurance companies? Well, what about this? Or what about that? That's not what happened here. No. And, your committee is based upon both Republican and Democrat, and whoever is in majority usually has the number one that has the supermajority inside the committee.
And on top of that, the president was supposed to put it online.
Oh, but no, don't even go there.
Yeah.
And so then you actually are supposed to read it, then you send it back, and it goes to this negotiation process, and then the committee votes to send it to the floor after it becomes complete. When it comes to the floor, it goes to the Speaker of the House, and then he has the power enough to say he's going to take it to the floor for a vote. They pass it back out to all of the constituents, and they actually go and start getting support on both sides as they start counting the numbers and counting the heads. Because this bill was rushed through, and remember, Nancy Pelosi said this, you can't find out you have to pass the bill to find out what's in it.
What's in it?
You remember that?
No, we got
it.
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
Do you know how she brought it to the floor for a vote? Do you know what she did?
Yeah, they took people on plane rides.
No, do you know what? Because when it actually came up for a vote, it almost did not get passed. Do you know what she did?
They put a picture of Obama
at 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's what they did.
And nobody could leave.
Do you know what she did? Do you really know what she did? She threatened every congressman that if you don't pass it, we will put somebody in your seat and run against you and support them.
I would have done the same thing, so I can't be mad at her.
They put a picture of Obama out there with a picture of a black kid signing the bill.
Do you understand that this piece of legislation is detrimental to the foundation of you?
But, Tracy, you don't understand,
no.
Tracy.
I mean, you're trying
kid,
to.
The little black kid in the picture that he signed it next to, he wouldn't get health care, Tracy. He was so evil. You got to do it. It's the right thing to do. It's compassionate.
Well, once again, to the question, there's a thing called the Hyde Amendment that allows abortions to be paid for by the government if the woman's life is endangered or in the case of rape and incest. They had ended that at one time, but it is now back in effect. So therefore, yes, you can. The government does pay for people's abortion, and you know all that doctor has to do is say her life is in danger, and with very little documentation, and it's a done deal.
And let me also say this: there is a just so that you know, there are some there's some medical devices out there today where an OBGYN, when you go into his office, that you can actually perform an abortion in the first trimester right there in the office and never know the lesser. Mm-hmm. Now, what he puts down on his little tablet is up to the doctor.
Somebody should have told
Obama's
mom.
But they can abort just that simple now. If you look at how non-evasive they do hysterectomies now, you can imagine what they do to abortion.
They should have told Nancy Pelosi's mom.
I'll be able to take a break.
If somebody knows something isn't true and continues to say it, then are they guilty of lying?
If they know it is.
Okay. Here's the most damning piece of evidence. I'm not going to go down the road of, well, he said this, and, well, he, you know, it had to be grandfathered in and all this.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, in the last 3 weeks, an interoffice memo to the White House, documented in White House email, was put in the president's hand in October of 2010, and there was a major argument amongst his chief of staff. His entire staff debated this. It was debated between the Democratic National Committee people and his cabinet. You cannot continue to go out there and say, you will keep your doctor, you will keep your insurance. It's not true. They made the conscious decision before the election to continue to say that talking point. Now it's a lie. Up until then, I give him all the doubt in the world that it was just a mistake. He didn't understand the backdoor mechanics of a bill, that once any change occurred in your policy, you weren't grandfathered in. Change including, even if the premium went up a dollar, that's a change. That gave them the right to revoke your policy. And this document has surfaced. But it didn't last long in the news because there's so much other fighting over all this other stupid stuff. But it was a conscious decision made at the White House and in the Democratic National Convention to continue to use those talking points till the election was over.
Hmm.
Well,
I think as a nation, we're going to have to sit down and find out what kind of nation do we want. I think we're going to have the affordable, we're going to have free health care. I hope we go to that point, like other nation, and we're going to have to sit down. And if we do have, I think we're going to have a vote, Democratic, asking the question to all the people. What do you want? Do you want free health care or not? But if we do, I don't want to hear you complain, because I guarantee you, you will lose that election. We will win.
You
would not care. What
No, that's never going to happen.
Not if you tell the whole truth about how it's going to be paid for.
We can come with all the facts in the world, but we're going to come with all the facts, and I don't want to hear from you guys also, because you are going to lose.
Why are we voting on that? Why don't we vote? Do we want full choice
in the Constitution? If we have an honest vote on constitutional principle, the government would never be allowed to do health care.
That's right. That is so true.
And let me tell you something. This argument about the Constitution is an outdated document, because it was framed and written by a bunch of prejudiced white guy rich people who owned slaves is such a lie.
That is
a bald-faced lie. Most of the people, by the time they got around to the Constitutional Congress, who were rich prior to the Revolution, were destitute because they spent their money to fund the Revolution.
Here's another
take on who the founding fathers were who wrote that document. Stanley, I want you to hear this. I'm telling you this. It wasn't written by a bunch of white, bigoted, slave owner, rich, entitled people. It was written by the last generation of Americans who lived under an oppressive tyrant. And they wanted guarantees that that kind of government could never install itself here. That's what
that's
the Constitution is about.
But I agree with what they said. But there's so many things that you put in, a promise to you and I
that the government will never be given so much power that it could become as tyrannical as the government they revolted against.
Right.
But also the founding fathers were a little bit scared also of corporations and things like that. They didn't want that also to happen.
Exactly.
Also.
Exactly.
So let's not forget about that part. Because you forget about that part. You think government is all bad, but you don't talk about the other side that could be as bad and even worse than government, too.
That's because government let us down there.
No, it doesn't. Because if government tomorrow would say, fine, we're going to give it on your own, you would be the first one freaking out. The corporation could do whatever they wanted.
Hey, Stanley?
Trust me.
Have you ever heard of the Sherman Antitrust Act?
Yes, I heard it.
Okay. That's the government's remedy for corporations going amok.
No. He's saying that government is all the problem. So let's take all the laws.
The government has the power. The government's doing that. The more power they grab, the more tyrannical they can become.
Let's take all the laws, because you make it sound like without the government, everything would be okay.
I'm saying is no one individual will ever gather as much power as the government day by day.
You don't know corporations. Corporations have a lot more power than government. Trust me not.
But you don't have to buy what corporations produce.
Explain how Microsoft got cut in two 10 years ago if corporations are so damn powerful. The richest corporation in the world got split in half by a government decree.
Please, corporation has more power than you think. Corporation was responsible. How many times corporation responsible for letting people have water that was not even good for their health, but they still went through it?
Hey,
if it wasn't for government who protected us, you think you would have the water?
Listen.
You would have clean water?
You know what?
You wouldn't have clean water at all. Take it out of without the government, you wouldn't. Period.
When I realized water was polluted, Stanley, on my own, I bought a good water filtration system, and I only drank
good
from that.
Do you think everybody has that power? Do you think everybody has that money?
No,
really?
Everybody would rather watch something stupid on television rather than educate themselves.
Do not act like that doesn't happen when you know it does. Do not act that doesn't happen.
Stanley, I was fighting the issue of polluted water before you were born. I was arrested because I was taking samples out of a river that were coming out of a factory that was polluting a river a mile and a half from my home.
And imagine if government would have not interfered, you would still have that. And you would be the first one saying, we don't have any problems.
No, the people rose up, and that's why you have clean water laws.
Interfere, radical, disrupt. You liberals are all the same, man. Liberal, disrupt, you know.
If it wasn't for government telling the corporations they were 14th Amendment citizens, we wouldn't have half the problems we have today.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, fellas. I think the issue lies in the fact that you've got a bunch of wusses out there that don't want to go out there and work for themselves and do something proactive. They would much rather have the government come in and take care
and
of them.
And do it for them.
Sure.
Yes.
And what about the other part? You have rich people that's basically taking advantage and making sure that they pay the employees nothing, and they're still taking advantage of that, and they don't even care. And
you mean rich people
like
the auto workers union and the teachers union and all these darn and the civil employee workers union? You mean those rich unions?
No,
when
five
Democrat.
People have more money than the rest of the population, half of the population in
there
America,
are more people.
Which I have a problem with that.
And they help more people than anybody else. Certainly, as soon as you can employ 100,000 people, I don't think
I have a problem with that. Sorry, that's not the America I want to live. If you want to live that America, that's for the cause.
You're living in it, Stanley. You're living in it. That's why you have the right to say what you're saying now without being shot.
And I'm not proud of it.
So, Stanley, you think that everybody that is rich...
You think everybody who's rich is evil, Stanley.
Evil.
And yet you were trying to be rich.
That's
why you came to America.
But when we're saying that
rich
five
rich.
People have more wealth than all half people who are poor, we have a problem.
No,
we
don't. If
you don't
have
the
better use, they've educated themselves
to
earn it.
Then you're not in America that I want to know. If you don't
have
the heart of looking at that,
the America
we're all pushing to get back. That's not fair. Then you're not the America I want to know, period.
Well, then move.
That's a major difference between you and me. That's a major difference between my generation and your generation, period.
Stanley, you're an entrepreneur. I want to see what happens when your employees tell you they want you to make less than them. I want to see what happens with your little company when your employees tell you want minimum wage of $25 an hour.
First of all, my employees, I take three traders to pay them. That's number one. And they decide over the work that they do what price is. It's not over just myself and everything. And they work hard and everything, and it's three traders that I went to go get the expertise to pay them 20, 25, whatever pay and everything. And they don't have the same price. Trust me now, 5 years ago, it was 18 or 19, and now it's 25 or 30, period.
Do you have anybody?
Not so much. Every single break is too much.
Whoa. I have to get my attitude adjustment. Haven't you heard? I need an attitude adjustment between breaks.
Okay.
If you know what happiness is to you,
I have to. You know, it's like brain. I told you I went to the nursing home yesterday, and they were playing it in the place.
That would
be
good.
They were playing it in cold.
That's what I'm saying.
Saturday.
Hey, you know what though? I am happy because you know I like my history, and I don't know how much you guys know about ancient Egyptian history.
What, you found your Egyptian now?
Yeah, no, I was, you know, and I think that would bode well for America. Tutankhamun's father. King Tut's father.
I didn't realize you were African American.
It won't stop.
That's strange. Yeah.
Turn the pot down.
What happened to him after his reign was over? They took him off the list of pharaohs. They chiseled his name out. Do everything. See, if we do that with Obama and all the stuff that happened under Obama, America will be okay.
Well, you
it
know
will
what?
Probably go well another 5,000 years, just like they did in Egypt.
Only the one thing they erased his, and his was the good. He was the good king.
Well, it's only because he was a monotheistic.
He was a monotheistic.
First one.
Yeah, Akhenaten.
Yes,
no,
but
he was not
him,
the first
they
monotheist.
They lasted another 5,000 years. I think if we get rid of Obama like that when his reign's over,
then,
King Obama,
then,
you know,
then,
we chisel him
then,
out, take his name
before.
Off the list of presidents and everything, get rid of all his legislation. I think America will go on for another 5,000 years.
Actually, I understand that they're going to chisel him on. Thank you. They're going to chisel him onto Mount Rushmore. That's what they said. I heard.
Not before Reagan, I hope.
Absolutely.
Although, you know what? I wouldn't be any prouder if they put him on a dollar bill.
No. They're going to put him on Mount
Rushmore.
Because
everyone would be dead to be a dollar bill.
There won't be more dollars to
distribute. They're no good anymore anyhow, so we might as well put them on it.
Well, here's the thing. Planned Parenthood sets record for abortions in government. January 9th, 2013. That thing.
They
set records for what?
What race do they abort more often than others?
38% black.
Ooh, what's wrong with that?
Well, blacks only make up 12-15% of the population.
So
you're getting smaller by population.
Absolutely, they're wiping.
So
it's okay.
Let me,
the woman's
hey,
right.
Tracy.
Yeah, Pianki.
I just wanted to make a statement. I need to make a correction. First, I wanted to say two things. One, the Boy Scouts membership is starting to plummet.
I wonder
two,
why.
Well, they attribute it to open gay enrollment.
Okay.
Two,
it's not the,
in New York
Scouts,
in 2012, in 2012, black women aborted more babies than they had in New York.
Uh-huh.
And three, Nefer Kepara Wawra Enra Amhenohep, more commonly known as Akhenamu.
Akhenamu,
was not the first monotheist. Okay, go ahead.
No, we didn't say. I didn't say he was the first.
I did. Okay. Oh, he was the first in Egypt.
I don't know if he was the first in Egypt either, but
it was.
At the time he took over, they were plural theistic.
Yes.
And he said no, there's only one God, and
No, he didn't say that. His name
what
was Amenhotep. Listen to his name. His name Amenhotep. Amen was his God.
He said, and changed Amun. Them to be monotheistic, and that's why they think he was murdered.
Can I say this to you? Because you guys have a really bad habit of bringing something crazy up at 5 minutes.
That's
to
11. Not crazy.
Well, I'm sorry for
that's
bringing
very
that.
Pertinent to what's
yeah.
going on right at this
but what
moment
I'm is,
with
you,
your president
it's progress,
and everything
guys.
Else.
Can I say this
it's,
again?
It's,
yeah,
God, it's
again.
Progress.
And what I'm saying is, it's 12:05.
Yeah, I got you on that.
You guys have a bad habit of bringing up something mm-hmm. that crazy.
You know what?
At 12:05.
It ain't
crazy.
I know. If you cannot explain it to people who have not, who have never heard Herotip's name before in their life.
That's why we were explaining it.
Q-tip or anybody else? Yes, South Carolina.
And his.
You mean the whole time I've been coming on this show with Ben, I had no idea that he was African American.
Me neither.
Yeah.
He's not
no,
African.
I just
want
to say it.
What's up, my brother?
Wait, what's up,
everything
Aaron, what
that you said, though, is true, though. I mean, all the abortions and all that stuff, that's
that
progress, guys. It's progress.
Huh?
Be happy.
Progress. Sure
is. Progress
wow.
or progress?
We're making progress.
Progressive
we're making progress.
Progress.
It's progressive progress. Okay, I'll give you that.
And I know why the Boy Scouts are losing membership, too. Not only gay, but they don't make the cookies.
It's progress. We're making progress.
Yeah.
You know, Boy Scouts are down. You know, I mean.
Heck, I'm single now. I'm a Girl Scout.
I'm gonna tell you something now. Since they've opened up the doors, they might stop making cookies.
Boy Scouts are losing membership because of the gay issue. You have a lot
right.
of conservative parents who have their children in it, and they don't want their children having a homosexual scout leader. Truthfully,
they never gave the scout leaders permission. They open it to gay. Boys, I
gay,
think they
openly
said.
Gay boys.
Yeah.
Right.
But by very
they were able to
gay boy at 13
boy
still be a technical, not a troop leader, but he can be the, they have these little, I don't know about Boy Scouts. I know in Girl Scouts, they have the troop leader who is an adult, but then they also have like what they call technically assistant troop leaders. And it's usually one of the girls in the troop who can rally as a captain for their troop.
Guess
so it makes you more
I mean,
of a weirdo nowadays. If you like the traditional family, or if you believe in a man and a woman and all that, you're just more of a freak now. You know, that's progress.
Are they doing
yeah,
the same thing for the Girl Scouts?
The Girl Scouts are already liberal.
They already are?
They snuck a liberal board in there, and nobody knew what was down. Even the director of NOW is on their board.
Yeah, they're teaching birth control and abortion and everything.
Did you see NBC call the man who's married to a woman with a 2-year-old child with, and they're Christians, the alternative family? Did you see that last week?
Whoa.
Oh, girl.
No way.
There's more
That's
stuff. There's shame. More alternative normalism, absolutely, you know, crazy stuff out there today. It is a little bit. And we are sitting on the sidelines going.
Being happy.
That's right.
Being happy.
And for those that don't believe it, you vote for that, you supported it.
Oh, no,
I don't
no,
care
no.
what
you
say.
You endorse it. And let me say this.
Right.
And marijuana, legalizing marijuana is a bad thing, and you guys just endorse the person who championed
it. I can say the same thing about the Second Amendment. Those who believe in the Second Amendment support and endorse innocent black boys being killed based on their skin color.
That's not true whatsoever.
Second Amendment ain't got nothing about this.
You said.
I'm sorry.
Stretch.
Yeah, they had a case in Chicago, in Detroit, where some three black boys
that
kicked in
funny.
The back door of a black woman's house, and when they went inside, she lit them up with an automatic rifle.
There you go, lady.
Listen,
hey.
Right. Hey, God bless her. God
that
bless
was
her.
A racial crime, though.
God bless her.
Okay, you're sitting up here trying to tell someone just because they vote a certain way that they support every single thing that comes along that is usually associated with the Democratic Party. But yet Republicans will pick and parcel. It's okay for you guys to pick and parcel what you don't support.
There's no law that says that you have a gun and you go kill black boys.
There is no law that says you have to have an abortion.
But there is when he tells you, he encourages you to, and then he makes
laws. No.
Wait
this
minute,
is great. Now you're
against
this
the
is
principles
great. Now
of
you're
God.
Being unfair. Now you're being
no,
unfair.
No, that's
there's
not
no
being unfair.
That
just
there's
remember
no law that
you
tells
on
you that
the
you
campaign
need to have an
trail did
abortion.
Say no. There is no law that says everyone has to have an abortion. There
he
is a law that allows people
women's
who take that choice.
He
That's
calls
completely
it women's
different.
Healthcare. Do you remember when he told the people overseas, Diva, that once they start, they needed to open themselves up to the abortion and the homosexuality so that he
Mrs.
can...
Mrs. Green,
but
that doesn't
mean,
there is no law that says that I have to be gay.
But
absolutely
no
right. She's true.
I forgot
I
what
can name
is.
Every last country.
Okay,
Liberia,
for
the
Nigeria,
law, Uganda, Zambia.
There's no American law that says I have to
have an
I have
abortion.
To marry someone of the same sex.
Matter of fact,
there is
the
no
government
law
funds,
that says I have to be gay.
But
so again,
government funds Parent Planhood
gay.
International.
You vote Democrat. You support
law.
That agenda. But yet,
wait.
The Republican,
then look up the 2009 hate crime law that he signed. What he said. I'm
what about the hate crime
that,
law? Yeah, there should
me.
Be a hate crime law. You should not be able to beat up on somebody
look at what
or destroy somebody's life
in the 2009 hate
with.
Crime law. Look
what
at what he
it?
Signed there.
What about it?
Look at, read it, and read what he stated about it.
Okay, you're going to have to give me your point of view on it because
no,
my point of view when I read
my
it
point
is
of view.
Different
I
than
want
yours.
You to go read Barack Obama's
ma'am.
Point of view.
Ma'am, again. When I read it, my point of view is completely different than your point of view. So you're going to have to give me your
That is almost insanity. Why would
why
you read something else
black
and give your point of view?
Or gay people be elevated above anybody? Why is it not a hate crime to murder anybody?
Right.
Because
why
it's a
must
crime
their
to
group
hurt
association
and murder
make
anyone.
It a hate crime. It is wrong
it is a crime to murder
anybody.
Anybody.
It is
you
wrong
murder
to
someone,
attack anybody.
Cold blood, you're more than likely going to get go to jail for it.
Yeah,
some
but
people
when
get on
you
should.
But when, but
so why
when
do we need hate
person,
crime?
Because there is a certain set. I'm sorry, Mrs. Green, are you black or are you white?
I am an African-American female.
American woman, okay. So for you to ask
are
that
you
question,
that we have
for
more
you to
I'm
ask that question, why do we have to have hate crimes, is egregious.
Exactly.
You're crazy.
You are older than me, I'm pretty sure, because you're Jeff Green's wife.
Sure
you're older
am.
Than me, so you grew up in a different time and a different era than I have, and you're going to ask why do we need to have hate crimes?
It goes back to
hate
my point that I was
law?
Trying to tell you earlier about what Barack Obama did to you.
This
he
hate
knew
crime
where your
way
mentality was,
Obama,
and that's
ma'am.
How he was able to sway you.
Again, these are hate crimes. I've been a Democrat long before Barack Obama came along.
I used to be
Democrat
a Democrat
under
too because my mom and dad were Democrats.
Long before that.
Okay.
So you guys keep trying to make this about Barack Obama.
It's not about
it's
Barack,
Obama.
Barack
Obama.
Barack Obama knew your state of mind.
Oh, please.
I was just going to vote for him because he was black. Excuse
no.
me, 96%
no.
of the people
listen.
Voted for John Kerry.
You were a victim and once
Kerry.
He was convinced you believed it, he made it a hate crime to hate you.
I
yes,
think
it is,
I hear
it
Barack
is,
Obama
no, it's
complaining
about hate.
It. Elections in other countries. He complained about elections in other countries, but anybody that lives in a Democratic ward can't say they don't face voter intimidation when they
thank
go
you.
To the polls.
Thank you. That's true.
Up in Minnesota, they go around and collect all the Somalians and put them in buses, and when they get to the poll, they give them a slate and say, vote brown all the way down. If that ain't intimidation, then what is it?
He knew your state of mind.
And what is my state of mind, ma'am?
I'm not going to tell you my perspective, but I would appreciate it if you go back and search. I think he did it. I know it was 2009. I'm going to try to put you in a general area. It had to be around October or November, I'm thinking, around that time. And then try to read some of the things that he said in reference to it. There was no need for it. Now, there was an agenda for it, but there was no need for it. And I'm not in agreement with the agenda.
Are you telling me, as a black woman, that we as black men have the same laws and everything as a white person?
The law, yeah, well, let me say this. The law is what it is, and it's supposed to be for everybody.
Okay, do we have the same? Are you going to be honest? Are you telling me, as a black woman, that if I take a black man and I tell him shoot a white person, will he have the same law that if a white person shoots a black man? Period.
I'm going to
yes
tell you this.
No.
He has the same law, but
no,
will
no,
it
no,
be?
No, no, no. It's
wait,
I don't
want to
hear it. I'm going to tell
it,
you this.
Has,
I want the
yes,
truth.
He has the same law. Okay,
Obama's hate crime
today,
bill
he
was
the same law.
Hey, that's not true. And
Obama's
yes,
hate
does.
Crime
he
bill was for Matthew Shepard, a gay
the
guy in Wyoming.
Matthew Shepard Act. I'm confused as to
most
why you
have
a problem
that
with
that. Most of the things
that
Obama has done that y'all think is for is actually been more for gays than anybody else.
Because it was needed.
Been, but there's
okay.
another agenda, too, with that.
I'm just trying to figure out, why do you feel that there was not a law was not needed to protect homosexuals to go from going through what Matthew Shepard went through?
I'm
because they are already United States citizens.
Riding up like
it doesn't
they
matter.
Who do
somebody went out and killed this man liberty. Because he's gay.
Wait a minute. Can I answer you? There was no need for any additional law. You
yes,
law
there was.
Law
was.
The book.
The original Hate Crimes Act. Not protect based on gender identity.
That act is not based solely on gender identity.
He's still a human being.
That
a law that protects the Vietnamese
because
they're being discriminated against too in certain
parts. Okay,
how does it
attack the Bible, Mrs. Green?
I want you to read it and then we will talk. That's the only thing that I gave you on that thing, but I want you to read it first. I'm going to give you that because you are a human being and you are a person.
I don't want
you to be easily swayed. I want, and this is how I feel. Everybody
needs
to.
Ma'am, I'm not easily swayed. I don't want you to be.
I'm not
because
the,
you're going
to take it beyond there.
I don't want anybody to be.
No,
the only reason I asked you what you believe is because I'm trying to get an understanding of what you.
There's a reason why I don't want to give you that because I think then you're going to go and try to read it and try to prove, read it with the intent of everything that Ms. Green said. I want you to read it first, and then I'd like to discuss it with you because I don't want you to have my opinion of it.
And here's the solution for today. The delivery truck is here with my pizza. All of you have a great day. I'm going to go have lunch. But you're all invited over as a gesture of goodwill. You're all invited over for pizza.
Yes.
I love you all. Even
love
though
you
we argue constantly. Oh, we're a fam. We're the Jute family. We really are. Goodbye, everyone.
and the other question I want to ask you said that concerning the abortion, are you telling me that as a woman or any kind of woman, the government is forcing you to have an abortion, or is it?
No, it encourages it.
Okay, fine. Even if it encourages it, does it make it that you still have a choice to do it or not?
It puts you in a predicament.
Do you have a choice of doing it, yes or no?
You have a choice to do it with misinformation.
Thank you, and that's the only thing we
said.
Can you go on a playground and offer
crack to a kid?
Yes,
is that encouraging or give them a choice?
Yes, you can.
You have a choice to do it.
So when Obama goes around the world, especially in African country, and tell them if you don't open up your society to homosexual acts, if you don't permit parenthood in, we will cut your aid.
Cut your aid?
I can't believe that was y'all comparison. Y'all got to do
that. That wasn't a comparison.
What are you comparing?
You're going into a schoolyard selling crack to President Obama removing aid from countries who do not allow their people to engage in some type of democracy, some
He's
type of freedom.
He's telling you that that is just
that
as harmful and vile as that.
That's not the same thing.
You can't make that analogy.
You are really searching when you're
Y'all reaching
you
on this.
Searching.
Y'all reaching.
No,
on
not
this.
Reaching.
You're reaching.
If I had a crackhead in my family and I knew every time I loaned this crackhead money that they were going to go out and spend it on drugs, okay, why would I give that person money on something that I disagree with?
Because
I'm going to do that. Same thing as with our federal government.
You may think that they need it.
We are the beacon of democracy, supposedly, but yet we are going to enable other countries to treat their citizens like that.
Okay, so
you're
telling me that you know nothing about what we're saying about what Barack Obama put the stipulation on the other countries in. For aid.
That's right. You're just saying.
And at the same time, you want them to open up the GMO seeds too. See, if they already had the GMO seeds, let me give you an example.
You're gonna do what I want you to do. That's just like
an example.
If you come
if they
to me
already
with a
had,
seed,
if they already
company,
had GMO seeds,
I'm gonna invest all this money into your company. I'm going to make some changes. I'm going to say, well, yeah, you got to do this, you got to do that,
no,
or I don't like
that. That's
none
of your business.
Okay, then he did, but
yeah,
just
right.
Think about
if you want to do things, if you want to do things humane, help people whereas they can help themselves. If you, why would you give them GMO, if they had already opened up the GMO seeds 10 years ago, then they wouldn't have to be talking about abortion. What they would do is say, we would cut your seeds. You get no more seats until
okay,
your policies
is, green.
Falls
I'm
in line with our thinking.
Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Hate Crimes Prevention Act. Matthew Shepard was the homosexual that got killed. James Byrd Jr. is the black man that got killed.
In
it was racist. Okay. Where they got him so bad, his head, he was decapitated.
I remember.
Okay, so the Matthew Shepard Act basically expands on the 1969 United States federal hate crime law. What it says is it includes crimes motivated by a victim's actual or perceived gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability. The bill also removes the prerequisite that the victim be engaged in a federally protected activity like voting or going to school. So now this hate crime bill is saying, look, they don't have to, it's no longer like in the 60s when they were trying to integrate, when they were
it
trying to
pass in the 60s when that happened either.
I'm sorry, say it again?
It wasn't in the 60s when that happened either.
No, what I'm saying is you could – back when the first bill was passed, they were looking at that climate of when voting rights were passed, they were integrating the schools, and people were – like the Arkansas kids that got integrated into schools, they were getting beat up and all that other stuff. That's
right.
What that was protecting, people who are now entering into the voting process and when they were integrating
schools.
But
think about this.
There was nothing.
Time,
hold on. There's nothing
okay,
in that
ahead.
Bill
go
in
ahead.
The previous bill that protect based on gender identity, sexuality, and disability. This bill.
You know, let
is,
me ask you a question about
that.
James Byrd. How in the hell you know that those whites call James Byrd a nigger? James Byrd is dead.
Because the white boy who knew James Byrd confessed. He gave a statement.
Thank you. They're good enough for you.
In that case, you had whites who was the perpetrators received the death penalty.
The reason
for
why he got
killing
in the truck
James Byrd.
Is because he
so
knew
how
the
in the
one
world
white...
would apply a hate crime to it? The only thing that could have caused it to be a hate crime is in the commission of the act, they would have called him a racial slur.
That's why.
So how in the hell you know they called him a racial slur when the other witness is dead? That's the same thing with George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin is dead.
Yeah, and what
George Zimmerman is the only one alive.
He called somebody a nigger.
He didn't have to be called. He didn't have to be alive to say that somebody said that they were calling him niggers. One of the boys, who actually knew James Byrd, basically said that the guy was a racist. And he hated black people. The guy
there's
who
nothing
was,
wrong. There's no law against being a racist. As long as you don't offend, as long as you don't violate someone else's civil rights, man. Goddamn.
You cannot kill people just because you don't like their skin color. Let's not act like it's okay.
But wait a minute.
You're killing people because you don't like their skin color. The crime is that you killed them.
It wasn't that he killed them. He killed him. What are you talking about?
Goddamn. So when you
kill
them,
they're not saying Wait a minute. We're saying you call him a nigger. You brought about a mindset.
You have this mindset.
You didn't like this man. And call us my nigger. You ain't gonna call nobody no nigger unless you have a problem with him.
You're going to execute him for the murder. Then after you execute him, you're going to put him in the chair again and execute him all over again because they use the word nigger.
Your hate crime elevates the charge. Hate crime elevates the charge.
What you said is a dangerous thing. It's whatever they charge. But there are laws on the books for somebody killing somebody.
I can't deal. This is why I don't like black Republicans. This is why I have a problem. I'm not going to say don't like, because I like you, Mrs. Green. I like you, Mrs. Green. I like you a lot. Sorry. This is why I have a problem with black Republicans.
Here's the problem you run into. Hang on a second. Here's the problem you run into. If you associate a hate crime with the words that somebody uses,
right,
then you would have to go to Chicago and lock up a hell of a lot of black boys.
You are not going to get locked up for calling somebody a nigger. What?
Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
All those blacks that got killed last night in Chicago was killed by black people who probably called them niggers.
Yes, so should we charge them with a hate crime? I mean,
yeah.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
It's just some more animosity that certain ones have on white folks. Period.
Yeah. But is it Miss Green?
Yes.
It's like the
okay.
Wait a minute. Let me say this. It's just like they want to go down into Florida and boycott white businesses who are already giving scholarships to black children, students.
I was kind of bothered by that when I'm not condoning any of the crimes, anything that occurred there, but I was really offended when I saw like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. Because I'm thinking, wait a minute, in your own backyard, you all have so much hellishness. How are you going to go down here and protest and say anything? And but then they're getting
exactly.
Wait a minute, I just, okay. Let's clear something up. You're not going to be put in jail for calling somebody a nigger or a cracker. That's not what they're convicting. That's not what those boys were convicted on. When you let your hate go beyond the barriers of your words and you commit
I'm going to
come
back. Hold on.
Crimes and offenses against a person's person, and you violate their civil rights, that's what you're being charged and convicted on. Not because you're calling someone nigger. They're not
you're
coming out with laws to
because
say,
you
can't
you
call
said.
Somebody a nigger. You can't call somebody a homosexual or a fag. These laws are protecting people from protecting victims from allowing their murderers and their perpetrators from getting off from committing crimes based on hate.
You said two things there. One, you said violate their civil rights. Then you said murderers. I can go out and call a person a nigga all day long. I can call them a fag all day long because I have First Amendment rights to use those words.
You're right. You do, and that's exactly what I said. If you would
now,
just listen.
I could go out and kill them and keep my damn mouth closed.
It elevates the charge. It makes it a federal crime.
How can you elevate a charge of first degree murder where I premeditated any higher than that? I'm going to be put to death. What, you going to put me to death twice?
All right, fine, Pianki. You can be against hate crime laws. Because if you got somebody who is killing someone based on their skin color because they don't like someone based on their skin color, and you live in a racist area,
I can blindfold my eyes and kill somebody, I'm still going to be charged for murder.
Okay, then.
All right, Pianki, whatever. I don't know what you are, Pianki, other than a conservative, probably. But this is the problem I have with
I'm a person
black.
Who use common sense to the up
No,
most,
it's not common
the most
sense. It's
level.
Not common sense that you have a problem with hate crime laws. That you have a problem with the government stepping in and saying, no, you cannot commit an offense, a physical offense against someone based on your hate and your prejudices. And you guys have a problem with that.
Well, how are you going to prove my hate?
It's not anybody hating.
No, tell me, Diva, how are you going to prove I'm hating you? I just killed
your ass.
If I call
you a nigger, what does that tell you?
If it's me and you, you dead. Who's
I don't want to associate
minute, listen,
with you.
Just
with,
think for a minute. Just think for a minute. If
Pianki,
I kill you, who's to say if I call you a nigger or what?
How do we know that
only thing you can charge me for is killing you.
I mean,
my goodness.
No, my goodness. Like, I can't believe this. I can't.
What
this
if
is
you
why,
were married to a man?
This is why affirmative action. Affirmative action is in trouble. This is why the Civil Rights Voting Act is in trouble because of black people like you.
How is the Voting Act in trouble? Wait a minute. How is the Voting Act in trouble?
They don't no longer feel that America is still as so prejudiced in certain areas that you don't need the Civil Rights Voting Act in play anymore.
How long are you going to have those stipulations on those states in the South? For another 100 years? Oh, bullshit. You got more blacks being voted by blacks in the South than you ever had in the history of the South.
Hey, can I say something?
The law
is pretty much black and white. I mean,
right.
You've got some areas in there, but the law is black and white. And anytime you interject emotion into the law, you get the kind of reaction that Diva's talking about.
Do you think the law was based
murder,
it was based off of emotions.
The law is based off of what's right and
people
wrong.
Are being
the
wrong.
Law is not based off of emotion.
Yeah, it was.
The law's not based on emotion,
yes,
Diva,
it was.
Because, no, it's not.
Okay, so what made that law come in place then? When made that law come in place?
What?
The law came into place because people's civil rights was being violated.
I
think there's another agenda, but I don't want to slant you on my agenda.
Go ahead, South Carolina,
for you to think that somebody would make a law on somebody's emotion, because that's not rational.
On emotion.
Pardon me?
I don't want to be treated this way. People shouldn't be treated that way. This shouldn't happen. That's based on emotion.
No, that's not
right,
necessarily
the
thing.
The Civil Rights Voting Act came into play.
Listen, Diva, because I know you said you're a Christian. Doesn't the Bible tell us that offenses will come?
Exactly.
It talks about offenses. So you're
yes.
going to be offended. If you live here on earth, you are going to be offended.
Offended, right.
Whether it is right, justifiable or not, you
it's
are going
one thing
to
be offended.
Offended,
and it's one thing to be oppressed.
It
Those are two different
too.
Things. I'm offended by
too.
This conversation.
But wait a minute.
But nothing that you guys are saying is going to be oppressive towards me or keep me at the place that I am if I am feeling oppressed. There's nothing you guys can say about that. But there are certain policies, certain laws that did that. There are certain policies that were put in place that kept people of color from voting. So,
Diva,
while
you on Blog Talk Radio trying to get some viewpoint across, you should have your butt in community college improving on your skills.
When President Kennedy saw on national television that black people were being mauled by dogs, being beaten up, being hosed down in the streets, women and children, the people are dying. Because they were taking a stance, it's what changed his heart. He didn't look at
no.
it in practicality.
Did you read that somewhere? Did you read that
somewhere?
It was
the law. It was the law, Diva.
Right. There was no law beforehand that really protected African Americans.
They weren't utilizing the law. That's why when Stanley asked that question, do I think that there is a law? And I said, yes, there is a law, but I didn't get a chance to tell you I didn't think that everybody used the law equally for everybody. But there is a law.
Right, the law wasn't being enforced.
The law wasn't being enforced. Correct. There is a law.
This is why they have federal laws that trump state laws like the Federal Hate Crimes Act of 2009, the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Act. Because there are certain areas in America that how
Diva,
many people just
do
feel like they can do whatever
they
want?
I'm gonna blow what you just said out of the water. Because there are federal laws that trump state laws. But if the president and his administration refuses to enforce those laws,
right,
what you gonna do?
Yeah.
Okay, how you going
what
I said out
to
water, when you say
the local authorities.
You say
the local
I'm a blood
ass
statement
of water.
I was assuming that you were going to prove what I said was untrue. Mm. I don't, but yet you didn't do that.
No, he tried to use your premise to say, okay, if you got that law, but if somebody doesn't enforce it, what good does it do?
No,
how is it working for you?
No,
exactly what I'm saying.
So all I said was state law, federal law trump state law, and he says, I'm going to blow that statement off water. Meaning,
but you're not getting what he's saying
that,
to you.
I'm talking about most recently, Diva, most recently, there is a federal law that says marijuana for recreational use is illegal. The state of Colorado and the state of Washington just enacted a law that says it's legal.
Wait a minute. No, I have
President
a question.
Obama,
President Obama says
he's not going to enforce it. Matter of fact, he's encouraging banks to deal with these folks and usurp federal law.
Right.
That's what
okay, let me
about.
Ask you something. Let me ask you something. So tell me, for those of you who are for smaller government and states' rights, why wouldn't you agree with that? He says it's a state issue thing. It's not for the federal government to get involved when it comes to that. The state should be able to decide whether or not they want their citizens to be allowed to use recreational
because
drugs.
That's what the United States Constitution says.
That's
why it's
that's
there.
Fine,
it's there
fine,
to protect citizens
the
from the government.
Oh, there is no
because
amendment
is
in the United States the Constitution that prevents someone from smoking weed. Let's get the Constitution
oh,
and laws
Peter,
are completely different.
Hold on. The president.
Every
the
law
president
that is written
is
and passed
mandated.
Congress
the,
does not have to do with
the
Constitution's
the president. The president is mandated to enforce the law of the land.
Well, yes, you're correct. Again, however, you guys are
no,
supposed
no,
to be small government people. You guys are supposed to be
no,
small
no,
government people,
small government,
state rights people. Why do you not agree with the president saying, look, I think it's up to the state?
It has nothing to do with small government.
So then why are you guys mad when he doesn't do anything about abortion? Why are you guys mad that he does nothing about abortion?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? It's enforcement authority, Diva.
Law of land.
You're talking about something totally different. It's enforcement authority.
No. Abortion is law of the land, and he enforces that. He enforces so that they
no,
have to allow
but
the
Diva,
abortion.
When they came
abortion
into
may
office,
be the law
would not
of the United States.
As it was, he would not
abortion,
enforce the law of the land then, Diva.
I'm sorry,
abortion
again,
may
wait,
be.
Do you remember when Holder and President Barack Obama said that we refused to defend the Marriage Act? And it was
yes,
the
I
law.
Remember that. I remember
that's
that
when he came
right
into office.
And for,
he said, we
you're
will
absolutely
not,
right.
We will not defend the Marriage Act. We will not
right
do it.
Defense of Marriage Act.
That. You guys are mad about that, right?
He was against
I don't
no.
Like
he
it
was against.
It's tearing down our society. It's forcing people to deal with certain – I mean, I really feel sorry for the parents that are out there in California in the schools where now you're supposed to – if a child thinks he's whatever
he's
gender
he
wants
laws,
to be,
yeah,
and then you have to go to that bathroom, I think that's a terrible thing. Girls feel uncomfortable in middle school. I mean,
right,
you have a daughter, Diva. How would you feel if your daughter has to share a bathroom with a man who maybe this day thinks that he's a woman, and then maybe the next day
and some guy turn
him
around and shake his dick
friends
at your daughter and call her a nigga. Is that a hate crime?
One of my close friends is gay, and they have them.
And do they
and
have
they
to
change,
go to the bathroom
and they
together?
Them. I'm sorry?
Do they have to go into the bathroom together?
They go into the bathroom all the time. Girls go. You never know who you go into the bathroom with, is gay or not. They change for gym
oh,
in front of each other.
Boy.
How would you feel then
you're
if that person is
said
trying to hit on your child?
I asked my daughter, how do you feel? And she says her friend has never
oh
hit on her.
God.
Her friend, and she's like, boy. So,
you
I mean, I get hit on by women
how
all the time. And it's just, I'm sorry, I don't get that visceral reaction. I'll tell them straight. I don't get mad about it.
A liberal's reaction is to defer to the path of least resistance.
I mean,
okay?
I don't understand how people are mad that homosexuals are engaging in our society.
Wait a minute, we're not mad about that. We're mad that they're forcing their foolishness on everybody else.
Okay, but the fact
exactly
is, we're forcing our Bible on
but
everybody
why
don't
else. They do? Ain't nobody forcing the Bible.
Know.
The Bible
there
is
you
there.
There
you are. Doma forcing
it,
that.
Now,
nobody's
Doma,
forcing that.
Doma was all about prohibiting federal employees who are gay to share benefits like heterosexual couples.
That wasn't the reason of it.
That was Doma.
Now,
it's
look
a marriage
at
act. Wait,
why
what, didn't
what,
it
wait,
gay
wait,
people
wait,
attack
marriage?
It had nothing to do
no,
with
no,
releasing
listen
else,
gay
but federal
people
benefits
attack marriage. The insurance companies
no
could have given gay people freedom to do whatever. Look what they're doing now with Obamacare. So they
right
did not
exactly
need
but
marriage.
They didn't.
They
but they didn't
marriage,
they didn't.
But
and
the
they used the law.
They
used
marriage
laws.
They
used
attacked
laws
marriage
it,
because
they
used
laws.
Wait,
marriage.
Wait, wait, wait. How did it,
I'm engaging in relationships that they choose for their families or themselves.
And second of all,
that
nobody
that
is
was an insurance
second
matter.
No, lady, the federal government, DOMA, explicitly says that they
and to protect
not
marriage. It
just
came
like
in to protect
couples could. That's
it
what
came
everybody
about
thinks
to protect
the Fifth
it.
Marriage Act had to do with preventing gay people from being married. That's not what that law was about. That law had to do with
it
federal.
It did not. You had
the
gay
law
people
had to do
that
with federal
up.
Benefits.
Oh,
so
God.
You mean to tell
who
me
you are,
it's okay
again,
for
Barack
two
Obama.
Gay people
do you
to
the
be
logo
discriminated
channel?
Against when it comes to partaking in federal benefits? I'm sorry. I'm
do
a Christian, but I don't even know that that's
when the
right.
Democratic Party had their campaign on the logo channel, and they had the gays and lesbians and transgenders talk about the issue regarding the Defense of Marriage Act.
Okay.
And they talked about how initially they were attacking marriage. This was the gay people's agenda. Elton John at the time told them, you all are doing the wrong thing. You shouldn't attack marriage. That was back then. And that was when also, oh, what's the woman, Melissa Etheridge. This is when they attacked Hillary Clinton. This is why they told her that we weren't going to support Hillary Clinton. Because, see, when Bill Clinton came into office, the agenda was at that time they were supposed to get all these other rights and stuff because they had made alliances with Bill Clinton. And the reason why they got behind Barack Obama was because they were smacking Hillary in the face saying, you didn't do, your husband didn't do X, Y, and Z.
What does
told
that, what
us
all that have to do with DOMA, ma'am?
I'm trying to tell you. When they were attacking marriage, they were trying to see, it's like the devil in many respects tries to counterfeit certain things of God. The gays wanted to have marriage thinking like that's going to justify them in something. But really, I think their intention is.
But,
I completely agree.
But,
I think their intention
man,
is.
You are right in that, ma'am. But however, Christians didn't do any good for themselves or their
marriage.
Cause. Hold on. I listen to you. Christians didn't do anything for themselves or their cause when they agreed and allowed people to be discriminated against based on their own biblical beliefs.
Discriminated
because to say that you people cannot participate in getting federal
Diva.
Benefits unless
what,
you are married.
Why
are
you be wasting
about?
So much time on Blog Talk Radio? You could be in community college, uplifting yourself so you don't have to be on Medicaid.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me address Mr. Pianki with his little rude snide comments. Anybody who thinks this funny, sir, I used to work, okay, and I was receiving private market-based insurance, okay? I got sick not once but twice and almost died. So excuse me if I'm in relaxing, enjoying myself while I'm in recovery. And you have a problem with that.
It don't
you have
sound
a
like
with that. You can kick rocks and you can kiss where the Lord split me when I came in my mama's womb.
It don't
Thank
sound
you very much.
To me
oh
deep like you have a suffering mind.
I don't have a suffering mind. I'm not a victim. I'm a survivor. But it's people like you who can't comprehend that, who can't understand that. I thank God every day that I'm sitting up here able to even be on this radio station to have these conversations. Thank you very much.
That's
because
a prime example of abuse
so
of social funds.
Nine judgments and thinking that you're funny. No, sir, you need to get to know somebody before you start making rude-ass comments before something like that happens to you, and then where are you going to be? Because what goes around comes around. You can find yourself in the same position as me. Then what? You battling for your life? You can't work while you're battling for your life?
And you should be.
It don't sound like you're battling for your life to me.
You sound like you're battling to say Obama.
I
am able to sit up here and passionately argue my point. That was all his doing. Because 6 months, 7 months ago, that was not the case. So, yes, I'm happy. I'm glad that I can sit up here and argue my points passionately with you. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. You take it up with him because he made it so. Thank you very much.
I want to ask a question. What I was trying to say to you
is that there was an agenda to attack marriage. I'm thinking from another, I don't want to delve into it, but my perspective is it's from another spiritual kingdom aspect.
Therefore, you had,
a lot of people didn't like it. George Bush was the one that came in, and then they instituted where they were going to do the Defense of Marriage Act. If you recall, and Hillary Clinton said, this is not me saying whatever, when they were arguing with her, she said, we had to pull back because George Bush was going to make this constitutional law. So that's why we had to pull back. And she was trying to tell these people, this is why we didn't push things the way we wanted to or had planned to do so. when Bill Clinton was in office. And then they both, Hillary and Barack Obama, at that very same time, both said, if you get us in office, marriage is not going to be an issue any longer. You just get
marriage
us into
should
office.
Not be a government issue, period. The government kind of...
telling you, you need to research and find out why people do what they do.
Can I ask a question?
I'm not going to deny it, but what I'm saying is marriage should not be a government issue, because when it comes to marriage in the state of Ohio, God is not in it. When it comes to them issuing a license, when it comes to...
But you know what, Diva?
Hold on. If that was the case, Mrs. Gray, you couldn't have a spouse saying, I'm tired of my spouse and I want a divorce, because God does not believe... There's nothing... The Bible already says to divorce someone based on anything other than... infidelity, and then turn around and remarry is a sin. But we do it. We do it all the time. People divorce one person, and Christians do it all the time. Divorce one woman, and then go off and marry another one. Divorce somebody because they want to marry someone else.
Now I know where you're at on something.
Biblical.
But Diva, let me get to the point of, yes, the government cannot make people do everything right by the law of God. But when you have a government that then starts disrespecting the laws of God.
You bring judgment.
How did he disrespect
the law
of God?
Well,
the federal government should not disrespect the laws of sovereign states.
Yeah, we mean the law.
Yeah,
Sovereign states issue marriage license because it's a contract between two people, which in order to settle that contract, then the courts of the state have to get involved.
But
so they have some say-so of it.
Here's the thing that gets me. It's not only against the law of God and Allah and all the rest of them out there, but it's also a sin or perversion of nature. It goes against the law
of
nature.
It's that too. Against the natural laws. That's true.
But the fact is, there are people who are not Bible believers. There are atheists out here who...
Yeah, I'm an atheist, and I don't believe in two men marrying.
Still, they should not have to believe. Should not have to live according to our Bible.
But you know what, Diva? We have certain laws here. If you went in other countries, do you think that you'd be able to live according to your Bible?
But those countries are based on their religious beliefs. Our country is based on morality and civility towards each other.
No, see, there you go again. Like I was saying from the very beginning, Barack Obama came upon this day and age where so many people are far removed from how things originated in our law.
I was believing that long before Barack Obama came on to scene.
You're not getting what I'm saying. I just
you can't
hear what I'm saying.
Barack Obama.
No, this is why I'm going to Barack Obama, because we were talking in one of those breaks before about the hope and change. And remember, you were stating to me what you felt that he meant by the hope and change and where he may have been naive on some things. And I'm telling you, I think Barack Obama was fully in charge, knowing fully aware of what he was doing and why he was doing it. He's
well,
with
for reading
a group
his
of
book,
other people.
Own words.
I think it's intentional.
No, activity.
Well, you know what? If you do some more research, you'll find out who else helped or wrote that book.
Yeah, it was a campaign slur. And
I don't want to sway you like that. I want you to search that yourself. I'll just throw that there and then say, well, let me see if there's some truth to what she's saying.
Some of his ideologies come from Samantha Power's husband.
Hello.
Hello, Maze.
Diva, you're doing a great job. I want you to say, want to tell you, because these people always want you to go do some research, but they won't go do no research on the crap that they put out every day that they have that they think people need to listen to. When it comes to Barack Obama, he didn't make a promise to me. That's why he ain't promised me nothing, and I wasn't looking for a promise because I'm not a child. But all the things that every other president did, we had no complaints. But when it comes to this one, it's always he promises and everything is his fault. Look at your congressman.
Well, it's not just about Barack Obama. There's other people
that
have complaints about
you. You don't talk about your governors. They're all up in D.C. now making plans. And a whole lot of the stuff
they're making them with the president.
Because your dumb governor's not doing what they need to do for your state. Because if the state did what they needed to do, the federal wouldn't even have to do nothing. put that in your head and think about it as a Republican. You see, you're signaling when you try to convince somebody to be one of you.
That's the problem with them taking government money.
Being a Republican for being a lunatic walking around.
That's the problem with taking government money.
I don't want to be neither. Let me tell you something.
Right.
Like,
when Mississippi says they didn't, when Mississippi and Florida say
you keep on with
they don't want federal money, then everybody say they're doing wrong.
They don't want it, but then
let it come. It doesn't matter. If you don't want federal money, then don't federal money.
Don't touch it at all.
And on your principles.
It's like my state, Missouri, have not taken federal money to expand Medicare because in the past we have seen federal government shake those carrots, and at some point in the future they will retract those carrots, then it will be left up to the people of the state to continue to pay that bill.
How about they take no federal money for anything?
Anything, that's what I'm saying. Let a storm come through, they can
nothing
at all.
Holler,
it's federal money. But the Republicans are always screaming and hollering about welfare and federal money. But a storm comes through, a disaster comes, the first thing they're going to do is holler to the federal.
Hold on. If we take no federal money, then we pay no federal taxes. How's that?
That's right.
That's fine. Then you won't have nothing to complain about. So get rally
against
your governors.
South Carolina, when they wanted to, when South Carolina wanted to secede from the Union, they should have done so. That was way before the Civil War.
They wanted to secede too.
Got that right.
Look what they did. Well,
the fact is that you do have a military that you have to pay. You're going to pay taxes regardless because you have a military that you have to pay for, and there's other stuff that you have to pay for when it comes to the federal government and keeping us a sovereign.
We have a state militia
nation.
Here.
You have no state militia. Nobody got no state militia.
Everybody
yes,
has a state
you
militia.
Got one.
Everybody has a state national guard.
You got a state national guard, too. Yes, you do, but it's not a militia.
But the fact of the matter is, your little
yes,
state
I'm
militia
you,
is going to do you.
Emerge,
South
Carolina.
And
it evolved
from create,
militia to
those,
state national guard.
And for those that want to create a militia, let a militia and get some drones dropped down on them. Real quick, like, in the bunkers that they in. And then what you going to do?
Well, you got one state that passed a law that says all right to shoot at drones. What state was that, South Carolina?
Probably a southern state.
Oh,
gun right.
You had that right.
It was Washington.
They passed a law saying it's all right to shoot at federal drones flying over your property.
Because in the United States, you own the property that is below your feet and up into the air in infinity. And if somebody's coming over your land, they're trespassing.
Yeah, right. It's like those people that are trying to get their land taken away from them to go to do those pipelines and them Republicans screaming and hollering about. I'm so glad that the judge stopped it and the war happened. They eased it up to the Supreme Court. So that's their property, and they can't do it now. Just put laser pipe down and then poison the ground just because the Republicans want it. I mean, you got all the
Republicans
paying
high gas prices.
Republicans up there, and y'all were talking about laws. Some of them been up there for 50 years. So if they've been there for 50 years and all the problems that we had 50 years ago, they are part of the problem that we're having today.
Do you like paying high gas prices?
This is not the first time we had high gas prices.
I didn't say that.
What did you say?
Do you like paying high gas prices?
Yes, I do, because I have stock in it. So when it go up, I make money. Either way.
Oh, really?
You started a problem.
So you know I don't make nothing. And I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, so now how do you do that? Because I hear these black conservative, black Republicans screaming, what's wrong with y'all? They don't even want you because they don't want Colin Powell. They don't want J.C. Watts. They use it and throw you just like they did with, they use you and throw you out the dry.
I think as black people, we
and Michael
Steele,
look how they treated him.
So in other words, what you're saying that all black people should think the same way, and we didn't have no other way to think.
And they threw him out like a wet dog.
They did.
They didn't even let him. And they didn't even want him in the job that he's in. So it's something wrong with them and
who
y'all people being in the problem with him.
He's some of
Michael.
Talking
about Michael.
You know,
used to be over the Republican.
Now you got amnesia.
Michael
still did some things that were stupid.
And let me
ask you.
But hold on, wait a minute. Michael Steele was the catalyst for the House changing, because that's the role of the RNC, the chairman of the RNC and DNC, is to ensure that their people win certain seats. He was the catalyst. Liberals hated him with his fire Nancy Pelosi bus tour. I thought that was a brilliant strategy. And I'm like, even though I hated the guy, I was like, dang. And then he did what he set out to do. And then they turned around and fired him, saying, oh, he didn't raise enough money. Well, how did that House flip?
to do what he needed to do. And I'm saying,
well,
they got the news.
He got better
like
than Ron Brown because the Democratic Party killed Ron Brown.
We're not talking about
Ron
Brown. He's dead.
He talking about Ron Brown. He's talking about
Ron Brown.
He's
talking about Ron Brown.
Michael Steele's token. They wanted to be on the same side of history because President Obama was the first African-American elected, so they wanted to be on the same side of history, had the first black RNC chairman. He was a token, but the man ended up doing a good job. He did what he set out to do. He did what he was supposed to do, and he turned around and fired
him.
You know what?
Hey, Ms. Green.
They get labeled. Wait a minute.
Everybody just be cool for a second.
Ms.
Green.
Yeah. Ms.
Green, if you want to know where Obama gets a lot of his ideas, they're coming from Samantha Powell's husband, Cass Sunstein.
Oh, yeah.
S-U-N-S-T-I-N.
Cass Sunstein, all right.
Sunstein, read his book, and you'll see Samantha
Powell's husband. That is right. They were connected.
Right, Samantha Powers
is
one of the three wicked witches. Hillary Clinton,
yeah.
Samantha
mm-hmm.
Powers, and Susan Rice.
Yeah, right, that's what you want to make it. Susan Rice is not a witch, and I don't know about Hillary, but Susan Rice is not a witch. And then you want to not call out your name, but you don't want to talk about Dick Cheney.
Susan Rice is a
nigga in the office.
Who's
the
right that went against everything that would help black folks
you know,
out, especially Africans, forever?
I'm asking you a question.
Right.
Why did they kill Senator Obama?
Well,
I must exit
only because I have to get ready for work.
We know you got
but
the man now.
I pray.
You got the man now. You got
to take my hat off to you, Ms. Green, for working.
Yeah.
You ain't giving nobody
yeah,
notes,
I take
man.
My
He's
hat off
to
you, son. I'm praying that one day I will be financially free.
Don't
pray
for me.
I'm praying that both of y'all never get
you
ill
leave
or her. You no longer work.
I have one to leave for her.
I'm a Bible-believing woman. I want
to
be like the Bible says, oh, no man, nothing but to love them.
Can I finish?
So
can I leave
God be with you all, okay?
That's
can
a good sin. I'll see you later, Ms. Green.
You
okay,
have God
you.
And I ask God to bless you, and you will get a blessing every day. You are all of that, and you take it with you every night. You will be very blessed.
Man, you have to say it again.
I can bless God, and I'm looking for him to bless
you. We didn't hear you, Baze. What were you saying?
I said, bless God, and not look.
You got
to
go back further than that. We didn't hear it. We did not only hear that.
I know
you're
going to be
like,
I
would expect
you
to hear 5 minutes before that.
You got amnesia, now you can't hear nothing because somebody telling you, you have no reason, no point to tell nobody that they
no,
can't
I
hear
can't,
it.
Don't have no amnesia. At
no,
first,
you know
I got to hear something. First, I got to hear something to forget it, darling.
Here's
the
problem.
How can I have amnesia on something I've never heard?
All I heard was a wind and air. That's all I
this
heard out there.
How are you gonna have amnesia on something you never heard?
Something like what?
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
I don't want you to understand
that
when
you're
even on that. When you get busted, you don't understand
what
you're
saying. You're saying I got amnesia. How can I have amnesia on something you said I never heard?
I'm talking about nobody else that's gonna hear me say that you never heard. Is it like y'all was talking about the civil rights movement and the right? And the right people had, the people I had long because they had crazy people out there doing stupid stuff. They weren't doing crazy stuff, killing people and knocking them out and doing all the things against them.
I heard,
didn't have to
I heard the word
so
stuff
you,
two times, but the rest of whatever you said between it, I did not recognize.
If you get rid of the limited ones out here that still want to carry on their grandfather's deeds of the real change, they wouldn't have to have laws. But as long as you got them out there, we're going to have to deal with the law.
I heard you say something about grandfather. Grandfather what?
I can hear her, but I can't understand what she's saying. To make them happy. Once you're not making them happy, they throw you out. Look at Michael Field. Look at Colin Powell and all the rest. Take it and let it go with your everybody. And everybody that's a Republican don't agree with y'all anyway because they're a different kind of Republican than the ones that y'all come out with because y'all are just as safest as a place. Have no understanding. Oh, no, no. What you talking about is just running your trap. I hope you understood that.
We're fake?
Yeah,
Bianca,
I do believe y'all
plan.
Are.
You're fake?
I believe y'all are. I believe y'all talk with a forked tongue.
Yes,
on one hand, you say you're compassionate and you're understanding of people's rights and all this other stuff. On the other hand, you're not. You show through your words and your actions that you have no compassion or regard for another person other than yourself.
Thank you. And I always want to hate somebody and dislike somebody and find the real thing. Never find the real thing. And when you're the real thing, the part of that you is the real thing on the planet today.
Here's the thing.
But all they're doing is working for self and working for self, and you're trying to push the agenda.
You want compassion on your own.
And you're not convincing me
to even be a part of it.
It's not about being
compassion on your own.
There's no splitting hairs when it comes to exhibiting compassion towards another human being. There's nothing to get around that.
You want to define compassion.
Okay, what does compassion mean in your eyes?
This country will be a lot further ahead if we were without people like the Republican Party just getting money and collecting money and then turn around and try to put that blame on you when they're the one that's collecting and want the government money because you got more of them sitting up there in the country than anybody. You collect them welfare each and every day and you call them the Congress.
South Carolina, what does compassion mean to you?
And I don't
see
trying to go home and leave it.
South Carolina.
Okay.
What does compassion mean?
Stop speaking with these people that's not speaking for you. And you look at all those governors, half of them that will speak for you, that'll speak for themselves.
See, you can't
speaking
speak
for themselves, not speaking for the people where they get the tax dollars from. Well, now I don't listen to you talk. Now it's time for you to listen to me.
You got to let him answer the question.
Oh, okay. I'm listening.
Ahead,
compassion does not, and is not to me, giving somebody something that they need to get for themselves. That only handicaps them.
You're not getting nothing. Tell me something that you've gotten for yourself. That's what
earn
I'm saying. You always tell somebody else to get for themselves.
Earn income,
yourself.
Earn income tax credits.
I am about.
I pay taxes just like
you
pay
taxes. If you don't have a problem with corporate welfare tax credits, oil subsidies.
Earn income tax credits. Well, you can
have a
job.
Than anybody.
You can collect a paycheck for $800.
Tax credit.
And at the end of the year, you file taxes, you get about $4,500. That's terrible.
Pianca, no, what's terrible is those farmers that's getting all this money, millions and billions of dollars. That's what the welfare really is. If you put that in comparison to what you're talking about.
So,
take a look.
These
don't look it up.
They're getting all these tax credits and subsidies.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there a problem with that?
They don't have a conversation on that because that's not in their agenda.
Because the people that's getting earned income tax credit don't vote for nothing logical. They just vote straight whatever the hell they told to vote.
Voting to keep that tax
not necessary.
Voting
and
to
some
keep
of them don't
tax
vote
tax
at all.
They're voting to keep that tax credit. They're voting so that they can have a working wage. I'm not going to say livable, a working wage. They're voting for that stuff. So to say that they don't make logical reasoning when it comes to their vote.
I know a lot of them, and they don't make any reason.
You know what? You don't know everybody.
Yes, but what percent of the people on America vote? 50% of Americans vote, and 50% don't. So what does that tell you?
Your assumptions of people are not logical. They're illogical.
That's why come they need to have, voter ID.
Assumptions about people based on what you feel.
Yes, and what
voter ID
is
a positive thing.
And next time you are pimping the Republican Party, go to J.C. Weiss and look at Colin Powell and all those that they.
So,
I don't like J.C. Weiss.
I
never liked J.C. Weiss.
ID,
I think he's crazy.
It's going to be a different argument.
They don't want people to vote either because look what they're doing. And they wouldn't want people to vote.
When all
those
Democrats start showing up with their
IDs, if Obama wants to put more money into the pockets of those who's working for minimum wage, then let him do away with the federal tax portion of the minimum wage.
Well, why don't you go tell your party to do it, and maybe somebody will look at them as being something. And they're not doing it either.
Well, because, again, they speak with forked tongues. On one hand, you say that. But then again, when somebody starts implementing something
like
that.
If you're paying $7.25 an hour, then you're taking out $1.75 towards federal taxes. Hell, let the people continue to have that $1.75.
They should be paying taxes, too. They should be paying taxes, too. The wealthiest people shouldn't have to carry the burden of all the taxes.
People that's working. People that's working for minimum wage should not be paying federal taxes.
Yeah, and next time you're at a convention, just give them the idea maybe you can help them out because they need some help. So this world is not running right because of their ideas that they're not using. And the crookedness that they want to use is lying in their own pocket. And then they have to turn around and thank you.
Hold on, Maze. Hold on. Because you said people who work minimum wage should not be paying federal taxes. Well, what do you think happens at the end of the tax season? They end up, their tax liability goes to zero.
People that work, the earned income tax credit, they get way more money than what they pay in taxes.
That's because they get credits.
Because their income
is maybe $25,000 that year for a family of four. Their income was increased by $4,000, $6,000.
I've seen some who only made $800.
I'm sorry?
I've seen some who only earned $800 for the whole year, turn around and get $4,500 back from the federal government. That's crazy.
See, I mean, you compare it to the farmer where he gets.
How somebody, even
on
minimum
farm,
wage,
them,
how somebody only ends up making $800 a year is beyond me. Because even on minimum wage, you're going to make more than that. So that doesn't make any sense.
Well, hell, if you're on welfare and everything else and you every now and then you get a Riley's hamburger job, that's how they make it.
Oh, so you're not basing this on fact. You're just basing this on assumptions.
Make it up.
No, this is somebody I know.
You don't ran out, so you're making it up. Okay, Pia.
Yeah, you're making it up. Because even working at a fast food joint.
I can tell you her first name. Her first name is LaQuanda. I ain't going to tell you her last name.
You have to tell us something. You have to give us no names.
Well, I ain't making it up.
You're right. LaQuanda must have told you.
You ain't tell me this person worked at Rallies for maybe 1 month and then gave up. That was it.
Got fired.
Even on minimum wage.
She worked that 2 months and got fired, but she couldn't join on unemployment, so she got it back in Texas. So it's just like those people do all those deductions from their taxes, those rich people with money, do all those deductions from their taxes.
Right, they got all this money. Where are they getting
deductions?
They have more money than they know what to do with, yet they qualify for tax credits and deductions. And yet you have no problem.
I paid the maximum in Social Security and Medicare every year.
Or either they go up on to being a preacher so they don't have to be paying money.
Every employee
pays the same amount in Social Security and Medicare. Nobody gets a break on that.
Every year I pay the maximum in Social Security and Medicare.
Every worker does.
So you
going to
tell me that I shouldn't collect it?
Nobody's telling you you shouldn't collect it.
You're saying rich folks don't need it? No, that's not what you
said. We said they're getting tax credits and deductions.
They're not illegal.
But you don't have a problem with that. But you have a problem with poor workers getting a tax credit and deductions also.
You can't get a tax credit. You can't get a tax deduction unless you have something to apply the deduction against.
In other words,
if I pay $500,000 in taxes and I have $100,000 in deductions, I get to apply those $100,000 against the $500,000. But how in the hell is somebody who only make $800 a year going to apply and receive $4,500 against nothing they pay?
Because Because that person did pay. That every worker pays taxes throughout the year.
Oh, bullcrap. That's just another one of them.
Every worker pays taxes.
That's another one of those liberal plans in order to entice voters.
Having deducted through their payroll. So they do have those tax dollars to
consider. How
are
you
going to
deduct $4,500 from $800?
Because
what kind of math do you use?
For a head of household is $8,500.
I said $850.
That they say you owe, and if you owe zero, guess what?
Let me say it one more time. Let me say it. Listen real close.
No, don't say it again.
Yeah. Listen real close.
We can't hear you.
A person that makes $800 a year, an entire year, how is it that they can get $4,500 back on a tax return from the Internal Revenue Service?
Because they still pay taxes throughout that year.
The same way to go around.
You pay taxes against income. What you gonna pay taxes against?
Because ours called standard deductions, Bianca. You should know this. Anytime you file, you either take the itemized deductions or you take a standard deduction.
You take itemized deductions, Diva, against
the standard deduction.
Your deductions apply.